this way, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, my Bella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we like it to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
Oh, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, hey, Tom Casale.
He old has a juggery.
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
PFW in progress, Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo is supposed to be hosting, but he's over there reading his notebook. He doesn't have his headphones on, and he... Was I not even on for that whole thing? Oh, okay. And Gary was pointing, doing the Fred Kirsch point, so then he just turned to me and pointed at me. So, PFW in progress, Thursday afternoon, Gillette Stadium. Still no answers from Bill Belichick.
I was going to say, what does this go down? Is day four?
Video Gate
2007.
Here at Gillette Stadium, we now have news reporters in the building at press conferences pushing Bill Belichick, and they are no more successful than anyone.
Right. I suppose we'll start off and we'll just kind of give an overview of everything that happened today, which is not much. You know, the questions lingered. As Andy mentioned, a couple of news reporters were here that aren't normally down here pressing Belichick on the specifics of his statement, specifically about the about his interpretation of the rules, which seems to have been a sticking point
should
in that
be.
Statement, and should be. We talked
two
about
sticking
it.
Points,
we
and
talked
he was
about
asked
it
about both. The what
so
are you apologizing for, and what is your interpretation?
Right, and he was pressed on those a couple of times from a couple of different angles, and those angles were no more successful than they were yesterday.
What are you guys asleep?
And then Eric
there?
Asked him about the field goal kick.
Right, about three or four different times today, the answer to a question regarding this was, right now our focus is on the Chargers, and we'll leave it at that. So I just wanted to give a brief little
focus,
overview.
You see what he did there? Focus, you focus a video camera.
Well, I don't think he necessarily meant to double entendre, Andy, but that's okay.
Hey, he's a genius. He means everything he says.
Look, we still have a lot of emails that are already here coming in on the topic. That's basically the news of the day. I heard, and we have not been able to confirm this, but the reports that we're reading maintain that this issue will be resolved sooner rather than later.
By Friday.
Perhaps
is what
as early as today, but you know, most likely by tomorrow. We still don't have any definitive word as to what the punishment will be, if any. So I just want, you know, let's...
If any. You think there's a chance there's nothing?
I have no idea what to think, Andy.
But what do you
I don't
think?
Have a source in the commissioner's
I don't have a source either. Just go hunch. I think there's
second
like,
and a fourth round pick and a fine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be something. And it's going to be something where you go, well, that's...
See, I think a suspension may on the surface appear to be the most severe punishment, but in my opinion, it's the most lenient because...
Unless Bill has to spend the week sitting in Roger Goodell's office talking with
right.
him.
Right. You can't prevent a coach from coaching. It's impossible without 24-hour surveillance.
Right.
And they're not going to do that because that's stupid. It's a waste of time and money. So I don't think you can prevent a coach from coaching. You can suspend a player, and that player can't play. You can't really suspend a coach from putting together a game plan throughout the course of the week.
Can I throw a total aside out there that just for some reason popped into my mind because the NBC trucks are arriving to prepare for, obviously, a big Sunday night football game.
Football night in America?
Yes, and they have. You know,
I
they
can't
get
tell
here,
you how much I hate that
They
term.
Do all kinds of stuff. They indeed employ the, what's it called, one of those cameras that flies all over the Skycam or whatever. They have one of those. And I was talking to Chris Wheeler, who works in stadium ops here, about, because, you know, I've always been a little bit fascinated by that camera. Couple things. First of all, it, you know, the first time they set it up, they had to basically
rig out each stadium for it. It's not like a temporary setup. There are like permanent things here that use to help hang it from. There's a lot of weights involved with four cables running from each corner. But the two interesting things I found, one of the guys that does the comes early to set that up was saying, you know, it's amazing how we get no access here. Other places just basically let us do whatever we want for as long as we want in the stadium. He goes, there was one place we were playing with it to see what it would do. So we harnessed a guy up and strapped him to the camera and then swung him all around the field on that. So it can support body weight if necessary.
Well.
Or at least that guy's body weight.
Okay.
Not yours.
Thank you. I was waiting for the punchline.
And the other issue is, you know how I'm always intrigued as to if it's ever going to be in play or cause a problem or anything?
Yeah.
They had it employed for a soccer game, and one of the cables snapped, and the thing came crashing down onto the field.
Wow.
So it has broken before and has become an issue before.
Well, that's a different issue as to whether or not it's in play. I think
right.
You're talking about could a punt conceivably
right.
hit it.
But if it can fall, I hadn't even considered that issue.
Well, I considered that, and I was thinking, well, in football, you know, at least you know,
they
all
have
the guys
on?
Have helmets on, you know, unless it hit a ref. But in soccer, God, that could do some serious, that could kill someone.
Right, or the crowd as the cable that snaps whips
yes.
back or swings. I said, luckily it was soccer. There was no one in the stands. So.
Right, right. Although there was a very well-attended soccer game last night. I'm sorry, match. You're correct. You used the proper terminology.
With endless hot Brazilians in attendance, apparently.
Yeah, it was Mexico against Brazil. How'd that game turn out?
Brazil won.
You know
won.
I don't speak
so,
Spanish.
Blowout.
So it wasn't an upset. Because I know Mexico upset them the last two times they played.
Oh, I just assumed Brazil was the great team.
They are.
Oh.
And Mexico upset them the last two times,
no.
to which I asked the person that told me that. Now, if Mexico wins again, is it another upset? At what point does it stop being an upset?
Right. No, Brazil got it done. I was told very, very full, raucous stadium, couple minor tramplings, apparently, and some of the things you look
hey,
for
what's
in soccer.
What's a soccer match without a trampling?
Right. Some traffic, which caused me to... Wish I had gone indeed right when I left the stadium instead of left.
I saw the traffic when I took my right, and I said, Andy listen to me next. I said, Andy, listen to me next time.
I actually thought, well, Paul was right. But we should probably talk about the Patriots and
absolutely.
Videogate 2007.
Yeah, no, I don't want to spend 2 hours talking about this unless we have some updated information that we don't have right now. If we get it, we'll go to that. The second hour, as is normally our custom on Thursdays, will be a trip around the league. Yes, I think eating will be a custom today. But I know Tom will be joining us. Eric will be joining us when he's done at practice. He has his media portion of practice that
Freddie
he needs
Boom
to
Boom?
Attend. Not sure about Freddie Boom Boom. He's been kind of tied up lately, but hopefully he'll get down here as well. We'll take a quick trip around the league. Most of the records were pretty good last week. Andy and Fred were at the head of the pack. Andy, particularly against the spread, did very well.
As always.
But there is aspects of this video thing that obviously haven't gone away. And quite frankly, Andy, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't think they're going to go away. I don't think any amount
No.
of winning that the Patriots can do, and I have no doubt that the Patriots are going to continue to win. You know, the Patriots are an excellent football team. We all know this. We're not saying this because we work here. They have a lot of talent. They have an excellent coaching staff, and they win because they're better than the other team quite often.
Right.
Okay? But I don't think any of that is going to make it go away, do you?
No.
I mean, I think people are always going to wonder what kind of espionage is at play, and they're going to wonder how legitimate it is.
I've heard a few different people say it this way, and I agree 100%. When the final tale is written of this Kraft, Belichick, Brady, Patriots dynasty, this era, this is forever a chapter in that story. It's not the whole book. It's not the title of the book, Cheaters, the Patriot, whatever.
No,
it's a chapter of the story that there were questions, allegations, however this plays out, but whatever. It's forever an aspect of the story that is these Patriots, this generation of
right.
Patriots.
And we're trying really hard here. I don't want to be over the top positive, and I don't want to be over the top negative. I want to try to take this at face value. I think it's wrong to sweep it under the rug and pretend it's not a big deal. At the same time, I think it's wrong to overblow it and make it sound like, you know, the whole dynasty is
right.
You know, was built on a sandcastle of a foundation. Because I don't think either one of those is even close to being true. I think it's an issue. I think it's a problem. I think the NFL is dealing with it. But at the same time, you know, I want to make sure that we're giving proper attention to it because it is not something that just goes away. It's not something that is, you know, just happens every day.
I love Vinny.
And we just want to make a special thanks to Vinny again, who is a multiple PFW in progress.
And let's be honest, a great man
of the week.
A great man.
I think he's a great human being.
Clearly. Vinny Ferraro is a great human being.
So we want to make a special thank you to Vinny for providing us once again with lunch.
If you know Vinny, say hello. Tell him we said thank you.
Our first in-season lunch. That's excellent. Thank you very much.
Vinny rules.
Probably should throw out the particulars too, Andy, for PFW in Progress. If you want to email us, webradio@patriots.com. Again, that's webradio@patriots.com. Thanks, Hi-Ho. And also, you can give us a phone call, although Gary's in here right now, so don't call
right
this
second.
So he won't
answer the phone, Craig.
508-543-7482. And due to the latency of the internet, you could probably get away with calling right now. And Gary will be back in time.
I'm not so sure about that latency thing that Fred has been spewing for 5 years.
So anyway, the Chargers coming up. Obviously, we want to start talking about that game a little bit more than we did yesterday. We'll take all of your comments about the video. We're not going to ignore it, but I just want to open it up to – I want to be fair here, and I want to open it up. We have a huge football game coming up Sunday regardless of this distraction. The Chargers are an excellent football team. And this
11
be great,
Pro Bowlers.
This should be a great matchup.
Junior say I was just asked in the locker room when not answering any questions about football specifically that I may have wanted to ask him. If the team got any extra motivation this week from any of this, and he said, we don't need motivation. That team has the best player in football, has 11 Pro Bowlers. This is a big game. If you need more motivation, then you got problems, basically. And then he took the personal slant where he said, my two favorite football teams are playing this Sunday night in what should be a great game, and I got a front row seat, which I thought was a little dorky. But
what do you think of the fact that he calls the Chargers his other favorite team still?
Well, he's from San Diego. And he said, you know, the loss. He talked a little bit about being out there.
I was kidding, by the way.
I know. After the loss.
I know you knew, but
oh, okay.
Just wondering. Sure.
He talked about being out there last year after the playoff loss, and there was, quote, a black cloud over the team and the city for a while afterwards.
Yeah, he talked about that a little bit.
So, you know, this is a big game. Junior gets it. Everybody else gets it. I think it's interesting because we know somewhere it's going to get a little bit lost because I'm sure NBC is going to play up Videogate 2007 as part of their coverage.
Right.
They're going to get a ton of viewers. This may be, you know, they always talk about last week's game on NBC on either Sunday night or Monday night was the most viewed ever. This one might be because with this story trickling over into CNN land, Fox News land, you may get viewers who aren't football fans, aren't Patriots fans. This is now a news story, so they may tune in to see how this plays out. But you're right. There's also a pretty good football game here. I personally believe the Patriots are the better football team right now because they're playing better. I don't think San Diego played all that well. Having to fly cross-country on top of that, motivation comes in there somewhere, but I just think the Patriots are a pretty good team the way they're playing right now.
I think the night game helps that a little bit, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I certainly would rather not fly across the country than fly across the country.
Yeah, well, no, I agree. It's kind of like
I'd rather
win than lose, yes. But I also I don't want to read too much into one game either. I would agree with you the Patriots were the far more impressive team on Sunday than the Chargers, but it was one game. I think this is going to be an excellent football game. Obviously, I'm going to get to a couple of these emails before we take a break. I'm going to go to Scott in Tucson first. Scott, you with us?
Yes, I am. How's it going, guys?
How are you, Scott?
Love the show.
Well, thanks.
Hey, man, I have to tell you guys, man, I got hammered last night when I came into work last night about this.
You did a lot of drinking?
No.
I'm just kidding.
A lot of my coworkers know.
That's happening. A lot of people are taking some sarcastic shots at us. And I guess, you know, we got to take our medicine.
Well, you know, the one thing I want to touch on is I think, you know, a lot of it, like you said earlier, was that it is getting a little overblown because, you know, last night I was listening to, you know, because I work graveyard, so, you know, I barely got home, you know, turned you guys on. And one of the problems I had was, like, a lot of these players now are trying to say, oh, well, you know, maybe they did it against us and this, that, and the other. Well, I guess Hines Ward came out instead. Oh, well, back in 2001, they were, you know, calling our plays on the sidelines and stuff like that. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I said, you know how you guys were talking about how it's more beneficial to use the videotape later on? Well, I did a little homework last night because I was bored at work. And I said, you know, the last time, the time prior that the Steelers played the Patriots was back in 1998 when Pete Carroll was the coach.
Yeah.
That was Hines Ward's rookie year. Now, how beneficial would you, like, even if they were doing it back then, how beneficial would videotape
But you're missing, when was the last time the Jets played the Steelers?
Yeah.
Before that? Did the Jets play the Steelers, say, in 99? I don't know.
I
don't know the answer to that.
Because that's where Bill was.
You know, that's where Belichick was, and that's where he may have You know, plus Bill Cowher's been around. I'm sure they had, you know, a lot of those coaches for Pittsburgh were the same staff.
I didn't pick that out. That's
so,
a good point.
Well, you know, and look, I'm not saying that they got a lot out of this or, you know, it was meaningless altogether. My feeling is, and I said this yesterday, I don't think Bill Belichick goes through this if he doesn't think there's a big benefit of it, because I don't think it's worth it to him to do something that's not going to be of a competitive advantage.
Well, you know, I agree with that. Another thing, too, is how come Bledsoe wasn't any better than if he was the call? That's all I want to know.
Well, you know.
Poor Drew.
You know, all I can say to that, and everybody that listens to this station knows that I'm a qualified, you know, unabashed Drew suck-up, but, you know, we all should be so bad as to throw for 40,000 yards and, you know, and 160-whatever touchdowns for the Patriots, and I think the guy had a pretty good career. Just because he's not as good as Tom Brady doesn't mean that he's a stiff. But
you know, another thing I heard, too, on the radio, too, was now they're trying to, you know, attack, you know, saying about, oh, well, maybe Tom Brady wouldn't be as good as he is.
Again, I think these are the kinds of comments that I don't necessarily agree with, but I think that are all open game.
And they come with the territory. It's just like we talked about with Rodney Harrison. You know, if you believe he just took it to get over the knee injury, that's one thing. But I think it's still fair game to question, did he take it when he was leaving San Diego? Has he always taken it? That's what happens when you get caught cheating. And it forever leaves a black mark on your credibility.
And, John, I'm not equating the two, but do you know many people that think that Barry Bonds is the home run king? That think he deserves to be the home run king?
I have a friend of mine who's a diehard Barry Bonds fan, so, yeah, he thinks that, you know, he's legitimate.
But
like, well,
how about the rest? How about the rest of your friends?
A lot of people don't even really care about baseball.
All right. Well, you're not a good target audience for my little game.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm in Arizona. I got the Cardinals over here. My
point was that I think that most people discredit what Barry Bonds has done, despite the fact that whether he's done this or not, he probably is the best baseball player that played during his generation.
Oh, agreed.
You know, but a lot of people have discredited. I certainly discredit him. I don't think he should be the home run king, but I do recognize the fact that he was a great player, and deserves to be considered as such. So,
I mean, the biggest sport we have here in Tucson is rodeo.
Well, go Wildcats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all. I didn't want to talk about that. It's horrible.
Well, I'll tell Teddy Bruschi that you said it was horrible. I think
it's funny because I ran into Teddy after the first Super Bowl. He was down here signing autographs, and because of him, he was at some car dealership, and I wound up buying a car that same day that he was signing autographs. So,
all right, John. Well, I appreciate the call, and I think that your feelings are probably
thanks, Scott.
I'm sorry. Yep. Did I say John?
Yep.
I'm looking at the email.
John Scott. You know.
I'm looking at my next email. My bad. Thanks, Scott.
All right.
You know what a good way is to get Paul to remember your name? Send lunch.
I remembered Vinny's name.
We know Vinny's name because he's a three-time star.
All right. Let's
of
take
Patriots.com radio.
Let's take a quick break and enjoy some of Vinny's sustenance.
Everyone knows about Aquafina water, but not everyone knows about the variety of flavored water beverages. First, you have Aquafina Flavor Splash, which is like football. Big bunch of tough guys tackling each other. Actually, it's nothing like that. It's pretty much the exact opposite of that. Flavor Splash has a refreshing fruit flavor, not big or tough. But they both begin with the letter F, so there you go. Next, there's Aquafina Sparkling, which is like soccer. Two teams running down the field, both chasing after one little round ball. And Aquafina Sparkling is carbonated, so it has bubbles, and bubbles are round just like soccer balls. And last, there's the low-calorie Aquafina Alive, which is like baseball. Oh, the excitement of watching a home run. Got to be in pretty good shape to hit a homer. Sometimes it takes a little something extra, a boost, that comes in a bottle like Aquafina Alive, the drink that has essential vitamins to make you feel good. Aquafina, make your body happy.
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season.
Here's a rush, gotta be sacked. Another big play.
Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren?
Gotta be sacked for the safety.
Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Ward.
Roosevelt Colvin. Wow!
Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hi, this is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriots specialty license plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots license plate today.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Miles and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
That's a great idea. You think he'll do it?
A $2 Tony in the family.
Great. Who?
My cousin Vinny.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. I'm here. I came down. I smelled pizza from Vinny, and Vinny is a three-time All-Star here, as far as I'm concerned.
And as we said earlier, just a great human being.
That really.
Clearly.
Really, he's done so much for mankind.
I agree.
You know, there's not enough platitudes and honors that we can give Vinny. He deserves every one of them and more.
But all we have is our praise. And we send that to him.
Right. So
via
Vinny,
the internet.
Anytime you want to come to Gillette Stadium, Paul Perillo will give you a guided tour of the
Absolutely.
Stadium. Absolutely.
I might even join. You might have a double tour.
Yep.
We might all, a group tour.
Yep.
What, just for Vinny, not to make
fun
of
Oh, just for Vinny.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would make fun of my tour.
No
I'm sure Vinny, as a listener,
not going to try
might appreciate it throughout the tour, an occasional shot or two at you. You know, Vinny, we're about to go outside, so it's sunny out. Avoid the glare from Paul's head. You might want to put your sunglasses on. Things of that nature.
Paul grimaced when you said that.
Vinny, yeah, you're going to have to take a step back. You and Paul can't go through the doorway at the same time. Paul's huge.
Paulie, we missed you on the show Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I
heard the ratings took a tumble.
I actually watched it yesterday. And
how was it?
It was a good show.
I heard you got your butt kicked in Point Counterpoint. Is this accurate?
That's what I heard, too.
Kind
I received
of,
email.
But here's the thing.
Kind of.
Matt, stop the fight. How bad could it have been if admitted you got it?
No, I didn't. And what happened is Andy made a fatal mistake at the end of the argument that I took advantage of. And it was represented in some of the emails that we got, and my wife watching too. Andy actually, to his detriment, changed the argument to from who's the bigger loss, Harrison and Seymour, to who's better, Jarvis Green or Richard Seymour. You did it unknowingly, but it allowed me to focus on that rather than the real argument.
Okay. When I watch it, I'll keep an eye on that.
It confused the issue. And
I'd have to watch it.
I thought you made a fatal flaw in the next segment when you said, now I'll admit, I'd like to have Rodney Harrison for this game.
Once the segment's over, who cares?
Once we move on.
That's the rule. Once the segment's over, you can go back to what you believe.
How about when I stunned you with the defensive coordinator thing?
Well, that was a cheap shot because I didn't say I know them.
I know it was a cheap shot, but how long? Because it seemed like you were really spinning your tracks for like 30 seconds.
Because I couldn't believe that you would take the. Well, no, you know what? I shouldn't say that because I could believe any cheap shot you throw, but you read the same things I've read.
I'm just trying to make for good TV, and you just admitted it was a pretty good show. You got to get each other riled up.
Maury came running out and said, that was a great show, guys.
Yes, producers loved it.
So, I don't know.
I heard that. I heard I'm out permanently.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Your lips to God's ears.
We told Paul the whole story that Maury said. We said, you should email Paul and tell him that he can just not do it. And Maury said, will he take that well? And we said, no.
See, I got a really – they were telling me the story, and I got a big kick out of the whole thing until that part. I'm like, well, I would have thought that was hilarious.
No, you
think I'm Brian Lowe now?
No. Well, nobody's Brian Lowe. There's only one Brian Lowe.
I thought we weren't saying that name on the show.
You're right.
Anymore.
My apologies to Brian Lowe and
I don't know who that is.
People.
The entire Lowe family.
All right.
Christina Acra.
I would assume we're talking
Fred, if
about...
if there's any emails about Acra,
yeah,
whatever,
Christina,
pre-read them. Because I got in trouble yesterday reading one that went down a track we shouldn't be going down.
Oh, okay.
So just if you see that name, read the next like four or five words to make sure it's
well,
not
you know,
about...
we should get her on the show. You know? We should talk to her.
I got no problem with that if you want to have her on. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not today.
Why not?
In the future. Because we have to go around the NFL next hour. We got a lot. There's a kind of Videogate 2007 has converged on Gillette Stadium. There's a lot going on. That's a slow Thursday where we say, hey, Patriots today, we'll have her on, okay? So, not this week. Let's stick to the facts. This week, the facts are you were in New York. What do you know?
Well, the thing is...
No. Good try.
The thing is, she just came from Miami. It'd be good to get an outsider's perspective of all this, I think.
That's why we have callers. We got John in Palm Bay, Craig in South Carolina, Phil in Austin, Scott / John in Scottsdale, Arizona, wherever he is.
And we have a lot of emails. Email address is webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Do you guys get into any yet?
No, we have not read any emails yet. Yes. We're sort of opened the show and talked about the news of the day.
Now, you know... our Channel 3 in-house, the audio went down for the beginning of today's press conference.
Oh, that's convenient.
Fill me in on what happened with Bill Belichick today.
There were some news reporters on site today who tried to press him, but he stuck with this whole thing. We're worried, you know, we're focused on the Chargers. His statement spoke yesterday. Nothing new.
Questions, five questions that were answered. Right now our focus is on the Chargers and the Chargers only. They're a good football team. I'm sure they're focusing on us and... He wasn't going to bite on any of it. And the sticking points, and we talked about it at the top of the show, Fred, the sticking points with the people that were asking the questions were the wording of the statement, specifically his interpretation and exactly who he was apologizing to and what for.
Well, he said to the players, staff, and organization.
Right. When he was asked, what about the fans, your customers?
Right. And what did he say?
Right now our focus is on the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And he was also
asked. Care about the fans.
And he was also, he didn't say that. No, don't put words in his mouth. He didn't say that.
It is what it is.
He doesn't care about the fans.
Okay.
You heard me.
Andy Hart. but he also was asked specifically what he was apologizing for. Because if he claimed he didn't do anything wrong, you know, what are you apologizing for?
So I have no idea.
He wouldn't answer that either.
That was him.
Again, the focus is on the Chargers.
Well, he did say in his statement that once the league has his ruling, he will... He will talk about
that. But don't you think he's just going to accept what the ruling is and that's going to be his talking about it?
To me.
I don't know.
We'll save that for either tomorrow or whenever, you know, we get a chance to be on the show.
He didn't say he'll talk about it. He said I'll have further comment. It's another release.
That tells me that he's going to put out another release that he's going to think is going to be sufficient.
I'm going to be honest with you guys, okay? Very, very about... You know, how I feel about this whole thing. And I'm going to be honest with everyone listening.
Preach it.
I was watching NFL Access two nights ago. It was 9/11.
Yep.
And the last 8 minutes or so of the show, they replayed the U2 halftime performance of When We Beat the Rams. Probably the best halftime act ever.
That's the consensus opinion, yes.
And, you know, I'm watching this thing, and I got to admit, I started getting a little teary-eyed because I'm thinking of how great that moment was tied to us winning, you know, our first Super Bowl, and how this situation puts a damper, you know, a taint on all of that.
Yep.
And I was really kind of getting upset about that. Now, so, you know, who am I getting upset at? I'm getting upset at Bill Belichick because, you know, he did this, quote unquote. On the other hand, you know, we're talking about stealing signals from another team. Is it that big a deal? I don't know, but it seems to be from our fan base. I mean, when I say I got 500 emails yesterday from irate fans, now I don't know if they were all fans. A lot of them, I'm sure, are people piling on from outside. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating.
You're definitely not exaggerating.
People are pissed. Okay? So, here's what I want from Bill Belichick, who I respect. I still think he's the greatest coach ever. I still, if I was starting a team, would have him as my coach. But here's what I want him to talk about. What was going through his mind, why he was doing this, why he feels it's okay to have a guy in Patriots clothing with a camera on the sideline.
Do you think he will?
I don't know.
Do you think that he would, you know?
But that's what I'm asking for.
But as part of that, as part of that.
Galaxy somewhere. There's no way that would happen.
that
was perfect. Because yeah, that's the answer.
Right, as part of that, though, Fred, do you want to know what he's actually gaining from it? Like, why, you know? Why are you doing that? You know, what are you getting from it? What advantage do you get?
Well, you know, I don't need to know that. It would be nice, but
we don't need to know any of it.
That's not part of what I need. Okay.
Does he owe anything to the fans, to you, to anybody?
I think he does. I think he is the representative of this team. He's you know, Robert Kraft owns the team, and he's kind of the face of the organization because he's going to be long gone. He's going to be here after Belichick is long gone. But right now, with this current run of success, I mean, Belichick, you know, as much as he's given to the organization, has gotten from being allowed to have a job and have control, you know, and so he owes a little bit. And, you know, I just want – that's what I need. I need him to come – and explain himself.
He had the opportunity today when he was asked about the fans, I thought. Well, that was a chance to say something.
I know, but I'll give him the I'll let him hold off until after any ruling is done. Because you don't want to say anything more that get you in more trouble.
Incriminates yourself, right.
Sure. But I just
So you expect it to come. A verbal discussion, answer, something.
I'm not expecting anything.
Because I think if we get another one of these releases, I think that's wussing out.
Well, I think it's
I think you're not getting what you're calling for right now if he writes a three-sentence thing.
You know what? Probably the way they do things, because with Rodney Harrison, you know, everyone says, well, Rodney addressed the press, but really all he did was make a statement on a phone.
But it's still better than
me. He never took one question.
But I still think that's better. I think you get more of a positive PR spin from that verbally than just standing by a piece of paper.
I'll say if he had that in his hand and read it to us, I would have thought it would be better than what he did.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he did the worst possible.
The spoken
10 minutes
word.
Before, just sort of.
And I'm not, Curtis. Listen, I'll give him a pass because of what you said just before we got on this topic. As long as he addresses it further once the ruling is down the way he says he will, that's fine. To say anything earlier, you don't know if he is afraid that whatever he says is going to be interpreted incorrectly and somehow further incriminate the organization. I can understand that, but he could have read that statement to us, and I think it would have come across better.
You know, and again, I'll repeat it. It really doesn't matter if I don't think it's that big a deal.
Right.
You know, but when I see all these emails coming out, I realize that it is a huge deal to our fans. Well, this is really hurting them.
One of the themes
this
that
is
we
hurting
had,
them.
One of the themes we had to a lot of the emails, Fred, yesterday that Andy read on the show was, you know, I have a 10-year-old son who asked me if the Patriots are cheaters. And I had to say yes. Now, I don't know if they're all true stories.
Right.
I don't
Kid
know
wanted to repaint his
room.
I don't know how much of that is dramatized.
But
That was the theme of a lot of people.
I understand, but and because that's what they're hearing. But we know that every team, for crying out loud, steals signals. Why?
That's not the same thing.
I know, but here's the question. But, Let me finish.
Because not all the teams do this.
No.
I think that's an important distinction to make.
And that's what I'm about to say. Why? This is the question that I keep asking. Why did the Patriots have to be so blatant about it? Why do they feel that – and that's what's killing
you. Do you think he'll answer something like that?
I don't know.
Sounds like a PFW cover to me if he gets suspended. Why, Bill? Why?
You know?
Don't you think, Bill,
that the Patriots could have just lined up and kicked the crap out of the Jets?
I don't know now.
Absolutely.
They could line up and kick the crap out of the Packers just on paper.
Yes. The Packers, yes.
Yeah, but I think he's done it every game.
But that's my why. Like, why – like you said, Fred, like I can understand trying to steal signals like they do in baseball or backup quarterbacks try to do. That's fine. But why go to this extent when you're one of the most talented teams in the league with the best coaching staff in the league?
Why stretch before the game, Paul? When you said, you know, would you like him to
why warm up for the game? Why stretch?
What competitive advantage
if you're that much better? Because that's what you do every single
week
before every
single game. We're all focused on stealing signals.
So you don't
could be four or five other things that they're getting out of this that he's not going to give up, because that then destroys the competitive advantage of what he does. So that's why I don't need that explanation.
I don't think we need any of these explanations. I don't think it has to. It's a need thing. I'm just saying. I'm wondering what he will answer. I'm not expecting him to answer anything. And I'm telling you right now, I promise you, I'm not going to leave I'm not going to leave that press conference upset that he didn't answer questions.
He didn't say he was going to answer anything.
He said I'll further comment.
From the day he came here.
Statement.
Well, it says further.
It says comment.
I will give out another statement. That's what he said today.
From the day he came here,
tomorrow at
he has not answered a question. So I'm not going to sit there 9 years later or seven years later and be surprised.
But you know what? This Paul,
it doesn't bother me.
I know, but this to me is a lot different than
you're saying,
injured.
Fred, is he has to do it for the organization.
Yeah.
Because and it's fans. The organization.
So do you think someone with the last name Kraft will tell him that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because, I mean, that's the person who can force Bill to do anything, right? I mean, that's his boss.
But, you know,
Robert Kraft is his boss.
All I know.
Dangerous game you're playing, though.
All I know is that I'm feeling, as a fan, I'm feeling pretty low, okay?
And a lot of people feel the same way.
A hell of a lot lower. And again, I'm going to clarify this. Please, don't. I'm not feeling bad because we were stealing signs, all right? I have nothing wrong with that because everyone does that. I feel low because in the manner in which we did it put the organization at risk.
And broke a rule. Directly broke a rule that was...
Fred.
The commissioner sent out a memo.
You
don't think there's anything wrong with videotaping when it's against the rules?
It depends. Again, if the rules are as written...
Forget the semantics, Fred.
No.
You don't think there's anything wrong with videotaping on the sideline when it says you can't do it?
Because if there's a gray area in this rule, I'm assuming other people are taking advantage of that gray area too.
Fred, well, I'll buy that answer for last year, but in the first game, after a memo was sent to all 32 teams outlining the fact that no video cameras on the sideline, I'm sorry, I don't think there's any interpretation there.
But there are video cameras on the sideline by both teams.
Okay.
Right now there are. There were Jets cameras on the sideline. Now I'm sure they were there for legitimate reasons, as are, you know, Patriots Today and Patriots All Access crew were there for legitimate reasons. So there are team cameras on both sidelines right now.
I just think equating those two things is
if you have a problem with it, you bring that to the proper authorities.
There's a right way to do things, and there's a wrong way. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Your mom told me that once. That's where I can't argue with you.
If you have a problem with it, address it.
And that's where the Patriots can't argue with Goodell.
That's where I can't argue with you.
But the Patriots,
why did the Patriots have to do it in the way they did it?
I forget the way. I just think this is a bunch of crap. I mean, they cheated. Can we just say it?
Well, we've said it about 150 times. This unnamed person for the Packers said the reason why we didn't report him last year is because we do it too.
Right, but again,
No. That's not the quote I read. It was because that's not the reason they kicked our.
Well, he said there was someone that admitted that one of the things that we also knew we were doing it too. But
again, that's last year. I think there's a cutoff there.
I'm not absolving the Packers.
Right.
I'm not absolving the Packers. Just like if Miami did the thing last year, we were all up in arms about it in the whole 21-0 game.
I think us internally, we were laughing about it. I mean, we didn't really
That's funny. I remember a show a lot different than everybody laughing about it. I remember people being up in arms about it.
Who?
Us.
The three of four of us?
Yeah, if they were...
We were kind of taking it as a joke, weren't we?
Oh, well, I guess you remember a different incident.
I don't remember being irate about it.
I don't remember it at all.
I remember the beginning.
Exactly.
The Miami thing?
I remember it, but I don't remember.
I mean, I remember the incident. I don't remember being worked up in either direction.
I guess I'm the only one that cares about this stuff.
I think as a whole.
That's fine.
As a whole, every one of us said, if anyone thinks that's the reason why the Patriots lost to Miami, you're crazy.
Well, just like I don't think that's the reason why the Patriots beat the Jets on Sunday.
But a lot of Jets fans do.
That doesn't mean it's right.
A lot of Jets fans.
I've talked to 1,000 Jets fans, and they said that they would have lost 38-10 instead.
You haven't seen the emails I've been getting.
But that's beside the point. This is not about. It's not about who would have won the game. It's about whether it's right or wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong to steal signals?
No. It's wrong to videotape a coach. It's written in the rules.
I understand.
And they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, all the rest of it is just coffee house crap.
But so if Patriots All Access was there filming Mangini.
Why would they be filming Mangini?
Because they were told to.
Because they were going
to
do a feature on ex-coaches from the Patriots.
So you're not videotaping signals then?
Right, but how do you know when that's happening?
They'd have to get Mangini.
They actually saw the tape. If that's what they saw on tape, they wouldn't be in trouble.
Right, we don't know that yet, though.
Wouldn't Mangini have to give him permission and see the tape that they're going to produce on him?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, just to equate a Patriots.
Oh yeah,
to equate a Patriots today.
Absolutely.
So why can't you just steal the signals?
There you go.
Because a team personnel member can't.
Right. And Patriots today cameras.
All those Patriots today people are team personnel.
So that makes
all these video departments on these teams are now team personnel.
That makes what the Patriots did even stupider, in my opinion. Then have all access tape the coaches. Then
exactly. That's why. That's the question. Why did they do it that way? Why were they so blatant?
Because
why did they put this?
But even if you're right, Fred, it's still wrong. Even if you're right that he did it to make an example and prove that this whole system needs to be blown up, you're wrong.
That's what I'm mad
about.
Bill,
you know what you do? You go to the league meeting or the coaches' meeting and you say, I need to present a point. We have an issue here with video cameras. You make it that way. You don't sit back and say, the geniuses at the league will come up with something, and then flip the bird to them after they send you a memo and do it out. This is not the right way to do it.
I can't argue with that.
Okay.
I can't argue with that.
Then they deserve to be punished.
And I can't argue with that either.
Okay.
I can't argue with that either. But I'm just talking about the legacy of the last 6 years. You know,
the other theory is they've been doing it for the last 6 years, and they got so brazen, and so I'm better than everybody. I'm not going to get caught. And maybe the Jets reeled them in a little here, because apparently the Jets were watching it last year so much as to wave at the camera while giving defensive signals.
Right.
Maybe the Jets reeled them in until they really could. We'll hit them week one next year, see if we can blow their season up.
I thought that was with Herm Edwards, wasn't it?
Herm Edwards used to tell them to wave.
Oh.
I thought it was when Herm Edwards was with the Jets.
So maybe they, were sort of waiting to pounce at the time that they'd like to do it that would maybe get the biggest bang for their buck.
Could be. Craig's on the phone from South Carolina. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
Good.
You cheating bastard.
Take a breath, would you? Jeez.
I'd say the same for you, calling 7 shows a day all over the internet. You whore.
First off, Andy has a right. You shouldn't use words like stupider. Secondly, Fred...
Your phone shouldn't break up because we didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I said Andy, as a writer, shouldn't be using words like stupider.
I'm pretty sure I never said stupider.
Well,
except
yeah,
that this call is stupider than the last.
play it back. Anyway, Fred, as far as Belichick owing an explanation to the fans, quite frankly, he doesn't have to say a word to me. Just keep putting a winning, winning team out there, just keep winning the games. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think that's great. They need to go ahead and, wrap this thing up. And, I feel fairly certain that Goodell, he takes a lot of this stuff, personally. And Belichick has been viewed as defiant and arrogant. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if he's personally fined. We'll probably lose one draft pick.
Craig, let's just say that the Patriots win another Super Bowl this year, all right?
Right.
Have one of the greatest seasons. I mean, doesn't it take a little bit away when everybody who doesn't feel the same way you do says, yeah, but they're cheaters? Doesn't that hurt you a little bit?
Well, my feelings are hurt a little bit only because, everybody has looked at, our organization, the Patriots, as a classy organization, this is the model, you know, that all other NFL teams and organizations aspire to be.
Right.
You know, and you know, that reputation of is taking a severe blow.
Right.
You know, and while I don't much, you know, like that at all, and I'm not trying to, you know, pussyfoot around here, personally myself, you know, I'm a football fan, you know, and I don't like that they got caught. I don't like that.
Oh!
That was Gary Gerdecky.
Oh.
Good job, Gary. All
right. We'll never hear from Craig again. He's mad at you.
Oh.
We'll let you know, Craig, when Gary's not here.
By the way, PJ, I don't know where I got that impression of Patriots fans.
What's that?
Sorry, G.
Shaking his head the whole time, but throwing me under the bus.
No, I wasn't shaking my head.
Stupider.
Well, that was. I didn't say stupider, did I?
Well, anyway, I think we got Craig. Craig wants to win at all costs. He just doesn't want to get caught.
Football fan. I don't know what that means.
You know,
and we'll never know because Gary.
I don't know where I got that impression of Patriots fans from.
What? That
they don't care about all this stuff. All they care about is winning.
Haven't you learned that they change?
I don't know where I got that impression.
When you acquire Randy Moss, when you acquire Corey Dillon, Patriots fans are pretty
malleable. You know, what I really
want to
hear, I really want to hear Bill Belichick stand up there and say, I don't think we were cheating, and here's why. No, I do.
I know you do. I'm just laughing that you do and think there's a chance it happens.
I'm completely...
You're so young,
I'm just,
so naive.
I'm just laughing. On this thing.
I'm laughing that you actually think that he doesn't think he was cheating. I'm laughing at that.
Well... I'm holding out hope, you know.
That's why you're Fred Kirsch.
I'm holding out hope. I don't think stealing signals is cheating, but I think what they did was, in that end, cheating, if what they say is true. But I'm holding out hope that, you know, they thought that they were getting away. Just like they do with, you know, the injury report. We all laugh at the injury report. We know what he's doing with that, but he's not breaking the rules.
In this case, he is.
Well... I want to hear him say, I didn't
say
that.
So now it's not only that he breaks the rule, does he have a valid explanation why he
breaks
the rule?
Hell yeah.
No. It's
so if I shoot you in the head right now and I have a valid reason for shooting you, that's okay?
Yeah, evidently, if you could come up with an argument as to why that's not a crime, why that's not illegal,
right.
Then it's okay.
Well, my interpretation was if I shoot him in the left eye, it's okay.
Does what he does with the injury report illegal or breaking the rules?
No.
We all know what he's doing.
But I don't think there's anything
illegal.
Wrong with
this.
This
is breaking a rule.
So
he's not getting any competitive advantage by that.
The other team knows who's playing and who isn't. Everybody knows. That injury report is so stupid.
There's no competitive advantage there.
And maybe he's... Well, all right. I just, again... It's tough for me. It really is. Because I'm... Because
your whole world, like fans, has a little bit come crashing down around you.
Well, it's just...
Or at least the foundation of the big
crack. Again, whether or not I think it was cheating or bad, or it doesn't really matter. I'm hearing, you know, 500 emails a day come in, reading, and they think it is. You know, so... You know, that's part of it. You know, you're no better than your fan base in this league. It's professional sports. If you don't have a fan base, you got nothing.
You think Bill understands that?
I don't know. You know? But if you don't have a fan base, you have nothing. This is pro sports. You know? So.
Well said.
Anyway. We should get to some emails. We have a lot.
By the way, Craig, I do apologize. It's 5-1. We haven't taken one email, and we have picks coming up, so.
That's Bill Belichick defending why he blew somebody up.
It is what it is.
Oh, man.
That was his interpretation of blowing you up.
We got so many emails. It's crazy. Let's get to some.
See?
What? What, Paul? I mean, Gary?
I said nothing.
Did you say something, Gary?
Who cares? Read an email.
I was agreeing with you, Fred.
But I did mention yesterday, I thought that was one of the most difficult shows we've had to do. Because it is.
Oh, I had fun.
No, I understand that, but
I like that there was a topic to talk about. Fans were passionate about the topic, and I thought fans for once were being very, very honest. I think sometimes they fell into "and Bill we trust," but I thought yesterday fans were being pretty honest with the situation.
Let's see. Steve is from Old England, London, and Old England rather than New England. He says, "I rewatched the Pats at the Broncos playoff defeat from a year ago last night. Now I know why the Pats players had quizzical expressions on their faces late in the fourth quarter. They must all have been thinking, Jesus, our video camera must be busted.
Looking at this from afar in London, I can only say that if Goodell has any sense, he will announce the punishment quickly before this gets out of hand for the league. If I were in Belichick's shoes, I would have a whole team of guys putting together films, anecdotes, quotes, etc. from cases where other teams are rumored to have done a similar thing so that I could say, well, what about these guys?
Rumored?
I also think you really need to ask yourselves, if this was Oakland doing this, would there have been such an explosion from the Puritans of the NFL covering the media, NFL covering media?
Absolutely.
And why do coaches cover their mouths when calling plays? Because every team in the league has someone watching through binoculars, so the only difference here was the recording, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's what made it illegal.
My opinion is in the situations like this, support can come from the unlikeliest places. I saw a video of Chucky commenting on, or must be Gruden, commenting on Videogate in Tampa Bay, and he basically said that if this is the baddest thing in the NFL today, then the game is in pretty good shape. Calm down, guys. The league won't allow the Pats to win it all this year, but now we can still get enjoyment from dancing on center field Colts logo.
Now the game's fixed by the league.
and it's okay, evidently.
Well, Fred, don't you think the fans say like the media doesn't know everything that's going on? Well, neither do they. Don't you think Roger Goodell might be gathering more evidence against the Patriots? Maybe the Bills found something. Maybe the Colts found something. So we don't know what's going on. This could get bigger, and it could be worse than we even know right now. Don't you think that's a possibility, that other people have come forward to the commissioner with actual proof
and
saying, look what we found?
Isn't there a chance with all the cameras and the coverage that this league gets that they have an intern scouring Patriots game footage to see if they can find the exact same kid
with a video
camera?
So maybe there's more stuff that they found. That's the thing.
Fred, what if they find it in every single game that they...
Well, I think they've done it every game. I mean, if it's the kid that they said it was, we see him on every game. We see him there every game.
Well, he has a job with the team, too.
I don't think
this is his only job.
I was going to say...
If he's not on the bus in 2 weeks, then we know...
If he's taping the Lions, come on. The Lions haven't won a game in 6 years. Taping the Lions.
But apparently they did 2 years ago or a year ago.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's got to be going on
every
week.
Game. They do it
every game.
Right. And somehow that has made it okay. I don't understand
but
that.
I've been cheating on my wife for years.
It's okay now.
Because they were cheating to get an advantage. Bill Belichick is not a dumb man. He is not doing this unless it benefits him.
But don't you think he could have done it and not got caught?
Evidently he did it for 5 years in Cleveland and 6 years here.
It's right wide out.
Couldn't Al Capone have done everything he did without getting caught on tax evasion?
Maybe the biggest thing that he's upset about right now, Fred, is the fact that Eric Mangini blew the whistle on him. He probably knows that other people knew about it.
And
it was just one of those code things.
Right now,
Mangini's under fire in New York. They're calling him a rat.
Yeah, they turned on him.
That didn't last long.
They turned on him.
The New York media. People are calling him a rat.
Because he didn't bring this up when he was here. He should have turned them in when they were doing it here.
See, first the New York media is tough.
I love that New York media.
First they patted him on the back and said, good job, Eric. You know,
snitches.
And then now it's he's a rat.
He got a day and a half of pats on the back, and now they're stabbing him.
And I don't think there's really that much wrong with that.
Here's another thing I can only hope for. Belichick goes to the league and goes, you know what? I got some proof about 10 other teams right now. You want it? Because I'm going to blow it open. I'm going to blow this whole thing open.
The league doesn't want that.
No, they don't want this.
So if he gets a very, very light fine or light draft, you think that's the case?
Could be.
He's smart. He's really smart.
You know? Let's see. Eric from Manchester says, Colin Coward on ESPN Radio says the Jets should get the win. He reasons that if you cheat on a test, you fail the test. If you clip someone on a punt return, the TD's taken away. That TD is missing for the rest of the game. He says the Jets should be awarded the win. Can someone shut up LT? Doesn't he forget Merriman is on juice? Isn't that cheating?
So Mike Vrabel agrees that the Jets should get the win, right? Because he loves Colin Cowherd. He's on the record saying he's the best in sports radio.
Evidently.
Not colon.
Colon.
Oscopy.
Oh, LT's giddy over this whole thing. I mean, just downright.
Because deep down, he has a hate for this organization. Deep down. He was very upset last year.
I don't know
year.
How deep down it is.
Well, but this is a way for him to not have to be involved in this crap and just sort of sit back and watch the pieces fall where they may.
Let's see. TG says, excellent show yesterday. Fred wasn't in it, was he?
See, I don't have to read that stuff, but I do. Anyway,
we all do.
Make fun of ourselves.
Has Mangini incriminated himself here? Hey, man, genius, thanks a lot. Now, everything the Patriots have done is being called into question, including the rings on your fat fingers. I inserted fat. Nice job, jackass.
Did you insert jackass?
No, he said that. If you're such a genius, you know that what BB's going to do. Why don't you do something to counter his espionage? If you know your phone is tapped, wouldn't you send false messages through it? Just what happened down in the bowels of Giant Stadium. Heard there was a scuffle with the Jets and Pat security. Heard the state police had to intervene. That is the point where it all went bad. Is Flanders in? Tell him to put the Belichick hoodies on the same rack with Caldwell, Branch, and Dillon jerseys. I think the people hurt most by this are the players. Are all their efforts negated?
Commentary.
The tapes didn't help 2 years ago in Denver. They didn't help in last year's AFC game. How about BB being known as the best halftime game adjuster? Always beats the team that beat him the second time. Rome is burning. New Jersey is burning.
Wow.
It's a good email.
So those are the kind of emails we got yesterday, Fred.
They are, Fred. And so we want to put the hoodies on the discount rack with Antoine Smith, Corey Dillon, and the rest?
TG and NJ is a regular, too.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
This one cuts deep, Fred. This one cuts
That's
deep.
That's what I'm talking about. That was my initial...
Yeah, but then you had time to
rationalize
it.
Yeah, but then
you're back.
Turned it on. It was okay.
That's,
fans aren't saying it's okay. Whatever they say in the end doesn't end with what you say. And that it's, well, if he explains it, it might be okay. That's not how they feel.
Patty in Ireland. Normally I'm a big fan of the show, but yesterday's show was depressing. I think it was so bad because A-hole was hosting. I never thought I would say this, but I really miss Frank. I would prefer to have 2 hours of Perillo solo than Andy hosting again. P.S. John Rook is the man.
I didn't drink enough.
Last year he was talking about banging young hot Mexican girls, and yesterday he was talking about bringing his wife to the beach so we could check out other girls.
Yes,
he was. That is true.
Making an analogy that was probably the worst analogy I've ever heard in my life.
We need more John and less A-hole.
But that was why I made the comment that I thought yesterday was a tough show to do because it was depressing. It was, you know, no one wants to sit there and say what we've talked about and analyzed for the last 6 years may not be on the up and up.
It's true.
You know, like Fred, you said that I wouldn't take it so far as that tears were in my eyes watching U2, the most overrated band of the 21st century, perform at halftime.
Fred poured open his heart to you, had a serious moment, and you're making fun of him.
I was making fun of U2, actually, not Fred.
Oh. That whole context, that doesn't move you?
I thought the halftime show
that's what they were showing.
Fantastic.
Okay, good.
That was one of the greatest things. When they had... I'll admit that I cried when they threw that banner.
You don't want to rip the rest of the halftime.
No,
when
that banner. That had nothing to do with you too.
No, I know.
The rest of that was one of the most moving things I've ever seen and ever been
personally
witnessed.
You could have put Kid Rock in there and it still would have been
right. Had nothing to do with you too.
I agree.
But anyway, you can't help but look at some of that stuff and wonder. Like, don't you think it's fair, Fred, to do that?
Absolutely.
And I think that's what a lot of the fans are trying to say.
And that's what I was saying,
how much
too.
Of what I've watched is on the up and up.
Right. I hear you.
And isn't that the worst thing a league can have? Isn't that why gambling is such an issue?
You're absolutely
what I'm
right.
watching on the up and up.
Right.
You don't want any doubt.
Dan in Southern
doubt
California, he says, enough already. Quit clutching the pearls. This is football, not golf. We're talking about a billion-dollar battle simulation. I'd be surprised if all this wasn't going on. The only shocker is what little bitch the Mangina has become. Yes, I like that.
Yes,
that makes me feel better.
I just don't understand that kind of. I understand the people that don't think it's that big a deal. I don't understand the people that think it's not cheating.
Right.
That so it's okay to cheat in football, but it's not okay to cheat in golf. Is basically what that guy is saying. Golf is an honorable game, and it's one on one, and you're on your honor.
Played by kings.
You know, why should football be any different? This isn't. I know it's a war simulation, but it's not really war, is it? I mean, in all's fair in love and war,
right?
But this is really football. It's a game.
But in war, you're trying to save people's lives.
Exactly, and that way you do it any way you can. This is football. It's a game. It's supposed to be on the up and up, and evidently it hasn't been.
Russell says, yeah, the Patriots broke a rule and should be punished. But until we know all the facts, like why the cameraman was in such plain view, I'm not going to be repainting my room. I don't believe that Bill was just an idiot all this time when we thought he was a genius and was just winging it on these defensive tapes. So I still trust in Bill for the moment. Also, who's the dumbass idea was to schedule a Pats game the exact same time as the final Sox-Yankees game at Fenway?
It's
I blame that on ESPN.
Yeah, I was thinking
the Yankees
that
game to the night.
Yeah.
They moved it to the night?
Yeah, it's 8:30.
It's an 8 o'clock
8 o'clock game now. Clemens and Schilling.
We'll have some loud cheers at Gillette Stadium when they give the updates, at least.
Right.
The rematch of the greatest World Series game ever played. You heard me.
All right. Let's see. Dave's in Queens.
Dave checked in yesterday, hi-ho.
Dave's
very, very good.
Dave, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? I see you just started talking about the Red Sox. That's there. I just wanted to bring some, perspective, you know. We're all suffering, recovering from our punch in the gut that we took from this. I think it's one thing that you start to think about is, last year, or even during all the championship years, and one of the big stats that everybody brings up is the next time some of the Patriots play a team, they dominate them. One of our big streaks that was going on throughout this whole championship run was the second time we played the Steelers, the second time we played the Jets, the second time we played all those playoff teams. It seemed like we blew them away in the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying all of this. I'm not taking away. That's the toughest thing about this whole situation, I think, is that it brings into question the quality of, like, our players that we've had over these years have been Hall of Fame quality, if not Pro Bowl caliber players every single year. And it's just such a, I don't know what it is. I don't know how I feel like my girlfriend cheated on me or something, you know?
You can't quantify it. That's the hard part, is you can't sit there and say, well, they got X amount of help by doing this. You'd have no idea. It may have had little to no impact. It may have been the biggest driving force behind all the wins. It's probably somewhere in between. You have no idea. How do you do it?
You know, I guess one stat you could look at maybe is like third down conversion, something like that, like from when they played them the first time, the second time, but it's still so shady.
Right, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
You know, here's the thing. Okay, let's just say there is a huge advantage by filming the other team's coach. For a team that knows how to use that information, there's a huge advantage. Okay, and I'm Bill Belichick, and I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm irate that all these teams have these video departments now gathering stuff for coaches shows, gathering stuff for the internet, and the league is allowing them with video cameras on the sideline. I don't know what they're doing. They can say they're doing anything, but I know there's a huge advantage by filming this stuff. And I've mentioned that no one wants to listen because all they care about is the almighty dollar and making these websites as good as they can get. And it's falling on deaf ears, so I can't get anyone to listen to me.
Let me stop you there for a second, Fred.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Belichick is risking draft picks, suspension, a fine from his owner, and hurting his team's chances of winning crucial games that could be the difference between a 1, 2, and 3 seed because he was trying to prove a point. Because if that's
you're
the case,
Skippy,
he's a bad coach. And I don't mind, I'll tell that to his face. If that's what he was doing to prove a point, then he's a bad coach. End of story.
Well, I, you know, again,
the other flaw with your theory is, do we know that he brought up these issues to anyone?
No, I don't. This is all, of course, this is all speculation.
It's trying to find justification.
Hell yes. Right.
I'm trying
to figure this out, Paul.
But
of course,
I don't understand what it's to figure out. I think the motive is there to win, to do anything to win.
You could have done what they wanted to do, videotape the other sideline in a way that you wouldn't have gotten caught.
Do you think we'll ever get a full explanation from Bill?
No.
No. I think.
No.
I don't think we will. I mean, I just don't see
the same vague answers that he always gives.
I mean, he doesn't.
There'll be
give
a four-line statement released after whatever the punishment comes down.
Could be as early as tomorrow morning.
He's not going to go any further than what's required of him. You know.
And you're not okay with that, Fred?
No, not in this case.
I am not. I'm glad you feel that way.
I'm okay with it. Just because I've been beaten to the point where I know.
See, I
can't find out who's playing
have
inside or outside linebacker.
I
certainly don't expect him to explain why he's cheating every week. I'm not even trying to get an explanation on that.
Well, I still, you know, hold out hope. Anyway, thank you for the call, Dave. Dave in Queens.
Dave's a good caller. We like Dave.
He is a good caller.
Has he sent lunch?
But
call Gary.
I think that's the unfortunate part, and that's what Fred talked about right at the beginning, is you just can't quantify what all this means and what, you know, a lot of people, and Dave just did it just now, you know, bring up the Patriots' talent. And I do think the Patriots are a talented team. Andy, you and I talked about that right off the top of the show when it was just the two of us.
Just.
We know that they're a good team. We know that they won a lot of games because they flat out were better than the team they were playing. And they're better coaches,
right.
Better players. But if they were, in fact, aided by some of this stuff, how much better would some of these players maybe thought of? You know, think about some of the guys that we're talking about that were around 3, 4, 5 years, were kind of middling kind of players, a Mike Vrabel in Pittsburgh, a Teddy Bruschi right here in New England the first several years of his career. Now maybe Belichick comes in and starts doing these things and takes smart players and puts them in the right spots, and maybe those players look a lot better than they would be if they didn't have this information.
And even players.
And that's a total speculation.
Great
I have
players.
No idea.
Ty Law was great early in his career, had kind of gone down, came back.
That's what I'm saying.
Guys.
You can't quantify
Fred,
it. That's why
Fred,
I'm not willing to sweep it under the rug.
And that's why it's killing me.
Fred.
It's killing me.
Fred, as Mr.
Killing
me.
Why
as Mr.
You
Patriot,
killing me?
As a fan. So, and he did this to prove a point, and you're losing draft picks, and
I'm
you're
pissed.
Bringing this. Wouldn't you be mad? That's what I'm saying.
Tom, I just got told.
But I'm saying you're saying maybe he's trying to prove a point, like you're defending it. But to me, that's the dumbest thing out of this whole thing.
Right now, I'm very sad. I'm hoping for some redemption. You know, I don't know if I'm ever going to get it, but.
See, I would rather he's just cheating than trying to prove a point. Because if he did all this to prove some stupid point and it brought all this on the organization, I would just rather have him be cheating, in my opinion.
And I kind of agree with that.
I think it's as simple as that. I think he was trying to get an edge, and he got caught. I mean, I don't think we need to find the smoking gun here. I think it's the motive is there to win as many games as you can.
Right.
And he got caught.
It would fall in the face of his whole philosophy about just doing the best thing in the best interest of my team to win football games. Are we in the business of trying to prove points, or are we trying to win
football
games?
All right, on the phone right now is Mike from BU. How are you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing, guys? Just wanted to chime in first and foremost about this whole video game thing. And I don't know, the show yesterday, I didn't get to listen to it live, and I didn't get to listen to the show today live because I'm down at campus. But I'm kind of disheartened about all the fans kind of coming down too harsh on everything. I understand the Patriots probably, they obviously cheated, whether it was for a point or for a competitive advantage, but this stuff not only happens in sports, this stuff happens in life. And if people are that naive to think that every team and every person in their life isn't doing something to get an advantage over the next person or the next company or the next team, it's pretty ridiculous. And I mean, whatever the punishment's going to be, I hope Goodell doesn't go crazy like he has with some of the players. And being docked like 2 first-round picks and suspends Belichick for the year, but I just think that.
So what happens when you cheat in life? Because I cheated in life. You know what happened to me? My credit was terrible. I had to go back to school at the age of 29. So I had to serve my time and pay my price. So he cheated. But when we cheat in life, we have to pay our price. But if you cheat in the NFL, you just want someone to say, it's all right.
I want the punishment to be fitting of the crime. But I don't. I think it's getting blown way out of perspective. Especially, I mean, you guys. I've been talking about it more rationally, but I don't know if you got a chance to look at the ESPN with Mark Schlereth and Merrill Hodge saying that they should strip Super Bowls and all that stuff.
Well, no, that's stupid.
I just want to put a point out
it's
there.
It's not
to him.
College.
Drove me insane. He played on the Broncos team that cheated on the salary cap, that had players that were signed illegally and were docked a third-round pick. I don't remember the figures because it was a long time ago. I was still pretty young at that point in time, but... I mean, they were like $20 million, $25 million over the cap.
That's not what happened.
And they also didn't really sign players they couldn't have got otherwise. They gave John Elway and Terrell Davis extra money, deferred payments.
They gave them deferred payments, and when the league learned about it, they came down and they took a draft pick away. It had nothing to do with it.
So they were
able
to sign other players that helped them win the Super Bowl.
That's not what happened.
They broke the rules.
They broke the rules. That's the bottom line, and they paid for
it. But it wasn't a competitive advantage. Those players were going to be on the team regardless.
They were able to sweeten the pot.
But the other players that they signed because of the fact that they did have that space.
That didn't happen.
But they didn't have the space.
That's not what happened. You're ill
informed. Basically gave Elway and Davis bonuses that they said, we'll pay you down the road. Just don't tell anyone.
Gotcha. Well, at any rate, my final point about this whole thing is that if you look at any of the great teams in any of the sport, almost every single, especially NFL, every single, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Broncos, even now us, I guess, every single one of them did something that was shady, that was against the rules to get that competitive advantage. And I think that just happens, and that's a fact
of life. Now, snorting cocaine doesn't give you a competitive advantage.
Well, you know.
How do you know?
The timing.
Steve, you're all hyped up.
Thanks for the call. The timing couldn't be worse, though. Because, you know, we come on the heels of Rodney Harrison.
Interesting.
You come on the heels of Barry Bonds.
But everything's going good for the team,
too,
Fred.
And, right. You come on the heels of Tim Donaghy. people are fed up.
Right, and right now,
fans are fed up.
We just get off blowing the Jets out in the opener.
Right.
Randy Moss looks phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like we're all thinking, God, are the Patriots even going
to
lose a game this year?
Too good to
and
be true.
Boom, here it comes.
All right. Well, listen.
Radio.
We've got to do picks. We've got to do picks.
Not yet. We don't. We can zip through them.
Can't we do a
do
break?
Some more emails?
It's already 10 after 1.
Yeah,
we got
a lot of people doing the picks, though, no?
Let's do a break.
Last week sucked.
Didn't suck for me.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Reg might have embellished just a little bit about his football career.
I didn't lie. I was writing fiction with my mouth.
Patriots.com Radio.
Hello. I'm here to tell you about new Diet Pepsi Max, the refreshing beverage with ginseng and more caffeine. It stops the yawns. A great deal of research was put into the subject of yawning so that new Diet Pepsi Max would be that much more effective. Here are some interesting facts. A yawn, excuse me, is an involuntary respiratory reflex which regulates the carbon dioxide and oxygen levels in the blood. The average yawn lasts 6 seconds. Goodness. And the ancient Greeks believed that a yawn was a person's soul attempting to escape from the body. And I might add that yawning is highly contagious. In fact, 55% of you listeners will yawn within 2 minutes of hearing this message. And with new Diet Pepsi Max, you can... Excuse me. That's better. Now, where was I?
New Diet Pepsi Max, with ginseng and more caffeine.
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season.
The rush got to be sacked. Another big play.
Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition goal line guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren?
Going to be sacked for the safety.
Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points card and free goal line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren.
Roosevelt Colvin, wow!
Patriots extra points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. We got some stuff to do. We got to do the picks. Let me do a few more emails.
All right.
We'll start the picks in about 10 minutes.
Fast.
And then we'll get through them, try to get. But any emails that we didn't get to, now that we're in our in-season schedule, John Rook will be able to get to them in the next show. So John Rook can give his.
Just don't disagree with him or he's going to shoot you.
It's all right. John Rook can give his.
Or go to the beach with his wife and do something weird. I don't know.
His unique view on all
but his wife's hot. His wife
but his
is
wife
hot.
Is hot, apparently.
Yeah, but see, you know, so John.
That's what he
is,
said.
Is a Texas football fan.
No, I know.
So cheating is okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
They've been cheating for years down there in the Southwest Conference. He knows. He's listening. He knows.
Southwest Conference. I like it.
Let's see. Josh says, I have nothing to add to Videogate factually or discussion-wise, but I did want to weigh in and make it clear that I am not disappointed by this whole thing. I'll have just as good a time watching the games this Sunday as I did last Sunday. Maybe I would feel differently if I had kids and needed to explain it to them, as it would be difficult to qualify how different levels of cheating are acceptable. Rules are broken by every team every week, and you know it as well as anyone. Just think back to your HGH discussions from a week ago and all the different players you guys were speculating about. Many of the past dynasties have been shown to have cheated after their run was over, like the 49ers and the Broncos. This week will go by, and this will blow over, and the only people who will be talking about this in a month are the teams the Patriots are beating down week to week. I listen to Sirius Satellite Radio for an hour or two each day, and many of the hosts are ex-players who could give a rat's ass about what's going on here, as they know far worse was being done while they were playing. People are always looking to complain about something the Patriots have done to dismiss their greatness. People will continue to look for reasons to hate the Patriots and will continue to ignore their ills. And so on and so forth. My question is, yes, that's all true. So then why do you give them another reason to do it?
Well, he doesn't care about it. Then he talks about it for 20 minutes. First of all, right. Solomon Wilcox and Adam Schein were talking about it for probably 2 hours the other day. So it's not like Sirius isn't discussing any of this. But he is right. When the ball kicks off, this goes away. It's football again. It's no, you know, the players, whatever. Unless they're really being hurt by this somehow mentally, it should be. You know what I mean? Like if the Patriots go out and get beat 52-0, obviously this probably played a part in that. I don't see that happening. So when the kickoff comes, it's just going to be back to football. Now, who's on the sidelines coaching the team? That I don't know.
Alex is from New Jersey. Says he was at the game on Sunday against the Jets, and he wants to know why didn't they stop the game. I was there cheering my team, which I almost got killed for, and I will stay here cheering for my team regardless of what happened. I love the Patriots, and I'll always be a loyal fan. Screw the Jets.
These emails are a little different than the ones we got yesterday.
I think it's because Fred's reading them. He's deleting the other
I was going to say.
I saw that the
Fred's filter's on?
Yeah, a little, because I saw that there was a broad range. But I will say,
go Pats.
On the local, on EEI, it's overwhelming. It's 95% to 5%.
Right.
Positive. And I'm looking at the.
What do you mean positive? That
this isn't a big deal.
Oh, good.
This isn't a big deal. They're Fred, like Fred. The poll,
all I care about is our fans.
The poll. I've often said that you're a man of the people, like Andy Hart down in the West Virginia coal mine.
As long as my fans are okay, that's all I care about.
You care about is Patriots.com having fans coming to it.
The poll question in the Herald yesterday was, you know, is the Patriots' reputation tarnished now that the NFL has determined they illegally videotaped the Jets' defensive signals? Yes, they broke a rule and they look like cheaters now. No, a lot of teams probably do it. It's being blown out of proportion. 54% yes, 46% no. So it's about even. I mean, it's
I would say
down.
It's about even. The overall, I would say.
Right. There's also a lot of pessimists in this world that think it's just a bad world where everybody cheats, steals, rapes.
And
everything.
Those are the people that have rationalized.
And just think about it, though.
Like it's okay.
But Paul, think about it. If it's even here. How is it in the rest of the country? It's got to be 90-10, right? If it's 50-50 right. in Massachusetts,
where, right.
and you can only imagine what it's like in Texas.
That's where Fred's theory comes into play. That
yes.
I think a lot of the negative ones that we're getting aren't necessarily from our core group of fans. It's from outsiders that are taking little
They're
shots
waiting
and,
for it. Yeah.
and having glee. And don't you think, Fred, it's more so than the winning? Like a lot of people say when you win like this, they take shots at you. But I think it's more so than the winning. Is it is people are taking pleasure in seeing Belichick,
absolutely,
who stands up there and comes across as this tough to kind of deal with personality, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't make nice and whatnot. I think people are taking glee into that rather than because I think there's been a lot of winning teams over the years that people, you know, people compare this to the Yankees. I don't think that people would be taking glee in Joe Torre going down in a cheating blaze.
No,
like
but
this.
George Steinbrenner, they would.
Right.
Different
but
personality.
But that's a different thing.
Right.
But don't you think
thing.
If this was Tony Dungy, it wouldn't be quite as bad because everybody would be like, oh, Dungy's such
no,
a nice guy.
Barry Bonds, yes.
Giambi, no. But I'm thinking Giambi people like.
But I'm thinking in terms of the winning being equivalent. The San Francisco 49ers, I don't think that a lot of people hated Bill Walsh. Walsh was a pretty arrogant guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't come across that way every time he spoke, the way people perceive Belichick.
Let me ask you, Fred. Do you think it's odd? Okay, now he doesn't. Mangini and him don't like each other. That's pretty obvious. Now, okay, don't you think it's odd if Crennel doesn't like him? Like, isn't that
now,
odd?
How do we know that?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. But didn't the Herald write something where something's in the Herald? Where did you see it, Paul? Andy, you told me.
I didn't tell you
about
anything.
Crennel?
Andy's throwing you under the bus there, Tom.
No, how Crennel? No, it was maybe it was a
it
writer.
Was a story at the press conference, yes.
Yeah, that someone, a writer at the press conference.
I don't think it's out there, though.
No, it is. It was written about
okay
today. That Crennel and Mangini were like arm in arm at the combine. And was that where it was, Andy, the combine?
I believe it was the owner's
meeting. The owner's meeting. And walked like right by Belichick a few times, and nobody said a word to him, not even Crennel, who people figured was close with Belichick. Isn't that kind
of one
of
the cheeriest men I've ever been around.
I don't know.
But wouldn't you?
I mean, the three of them, Weiss, Belichick, and Crennel, did that big hug when they won that Super Bowl the last time.
Right,
I don't know.
But is there any reason for those three not to get along? That's what I'm asking. I wasn't here then. I'm asking.
No.
Is there any reason that those three wouldn't like each other?
Not that I know of.
All right.
Let's see. John's in Florida. Jason's in Florida. Jason, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you going? How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, I just think it's time to move on, man. I think it's it's Thursday. I think that the big game's coming up. I think the only way to get past this and to erase all doubts is for the Patriots is to dominate the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
Jason,
erase anything.
But Jason, I got bad news for you. The ruling's coming out today or tomorrow, so it's not going to go away. It's only going to get bigger.
I don't think it's going to get worse. I think that the ruling comes out and. It's never going to be as bad as half of the people are speculating. Now they've been cheating since the Patriots.
But what if he suspended six games?
That's fine.
Well, some of the players probably were in high school. That's true.
It's just getting ridiculous. So I think it's spun out of control. The ruling will come out. That'll be the end date.
Let me just ask you, Jason, what is the ridiculous part?
Well, it's the fact that it's all, there is speculation on top of speculation. We know two things right now.
Give me what? What is the speculation?
Well, that they've been doing this through all the Super Bowls, that, every game they've ever done, this is what they did, and this is why they're doing it. Why they're doing so well. And,
I haven't heard that speculation about this is why.
It is a little bit crazy. When you get on everybody's covering this.
No, but that's not.
I'm
talking about what is being said that's not true.
We don't know yet.
And based on what everybody is saying, other people are saying this.
Is untrue. I'm saying that, and there's only two facts that are out there that it was happened suspected in Green Bay where they escorted this guy out, and the Jets game, and those are the only two that you can say for without a doubt it happened on. Correct?
Well, no, I know of others that are for a fact that it happened on.
So you have seen it happen before?
No, but I know for a fact that it's happened. I have guys that have told me, and I trust that they're right.
Yeah. Well,
no, I
regardless.
Know you don't believe it because it's your team.
No,
that's fine. TJ, this is another example of why I'm wrong about all Patriots fans, TJ, in case you're listening.
Oh, Paul, that's not fair.
Sure it is.
My whole point is
another example of why nothing can be done around here. You can't say anything about anything.
He didn't tell you not to say anything.
All I'm saying is this.
He's basically saying this isn't true.
Then I'll make my judgment. And then all I'm saying is after that judgment,
it
comes down that if the Patriots go out and they just, they have a very good year and win the Super Bowl again, well, then it's not the cheating that happened.
How do we know that, though?
How do you know?
If you can't speculate one way, then you can't speculate the other.
We'll know if they go out and win 48-3 Sunday.
At some point, it's got to be, there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel is if they dominate on the field and they win out this season and they go to the Super Bowl and they win again,
people are going to wonder how.
Jason, let me ask you this. Would you feel the same way if this were being said about Tony Dungy and the Colts?
Well, of course they would.
Just because there's a certain amount of rationale that's going to go on here. The players still have to play. They still have to perform. I don't want to get down to, splitting hairs. But all I'm saying is with any crime or with any punishment, you stand up, you take it on the chin, you accept responsibility, and then you do the best you can after that. Once that happens, this all goes away. So at the end of the year, if the Patriots are holding the trophy over their head, it's going to be the greatest story ever. They overcame this adversity, and, you know, the team didn't break up, and blah, blah, blah.
I think the headlines will be cheats or champs.
Right.
No. That's what I think. I think there'll be a lingering New York Post, and those kinds will say cheats or champs.
Who cares what the New York Post?
Well, you know, in a court of law, okay. In a court of law,
you don't care about any of this.
Jason, I hope you're right, but here's what bothers me. In a court of law, once you've established that someone isn't a credible witness, even if it's something that has, you know, nothing to do with the case in question, everything they say can be questioned. And that's the problem now.
I think that
you know Barry Bonds. Once you establish that he took steroids, everything he's done since then is tainted.
And before then, because you don't know what then is.
And that's my. That's exactly
once
the
a guy
point.
Crosses a line.
You know, we teach our kids never be a thief or a liar, because once you lose your name, your good name, that's it. You've lost everything. Now I can't trust you anymore.
Jackson will get that one.
That's what we teach our kids.
That's my
you
other.
Know?
That's
don't
my
ever goal. Lie to me. I'd rather have you come home and say I was drunk and, you know, whatever. But don't lie to me, because once you start lying, I can't, you know.
Can't wait until he tries that and Connor goes, I'm drunk.
Once you lose the trust, that's what. And that's the only thing. And I'm just saying that no amount of winning. No Super Bowl title this year. Nothing can erase the fact. I think Belichick's a pretty smart coach, okay? Obviously, he thinks this is important enough to risk this kind of stuff. What's to make me think that he's not smart enough to find another way to do it? And I think that's what people around the league are going to say. I think Andy's right. Well, that's what the unfortunate. That's
doubt
why
doesn't go
that's
away.
That's why I'm talking about these shows is so hard for us to do. Because we all work for the Patriots, and none of us wants to have to talk about anything tarnishing any of the reputation that this team has worked so hard to get.
We're breaking all kinds of records.
I got people calling me a cheater.
Exactly.
I got friends emailing me saying,
people,
you cheater.
I have people taking shots at me left and right.
I agree.
I mean, it's mostly...
Nothing to do with this, though.
Nothing to do with this, right?
No,
exactly.
You beat
me to it.
It's tongue-in-cheek stuff, but Fred, I'm sure that people, you know, like your neighbors...
Oh, yeah. Was that you on the sideline?
Yeah, yeah, you know... Yeah. You know,
oh, I got a few of those. I had a few of those.
You think that's going to go away?
I got it. That guy looks just like you.
That's not going to go away. That's what I. That's why I made the comment, and you
do
kind of scoffed at it. I thought yesterday's show was so tough.
Chumps or champs, I'm telling you.
Salt's in Orlando. Salt, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Is Eric there?
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, right
oh,
here. What's up?
Well done.
Another stone hey, face from Eric.
I like how we start out. Hey, is Eric there?
Obviously. Do they make, like, Bill Belichick? Does someone make Bill Belichick apologize?
What do you mean? You mean with that statement?
I don't know.
I'm sure that it was worked on by several people.
Right.
I'm not sure if they had to make him do it.
But anyone, like, force his hand, like, you know.
I don't know.
I'll be real mad at you, you know.
Kind yeah, of. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, no, we don't know.
Make, good question.
He gets advice.
Someone should make Roger Goodell apologize.
Why?
Remember the Super Bowl a couple of years? If you want to talk about cheating, that was some of the worst officiating I've ever seen. That had to be fixed.
When was this?
That
the Steelers
was the,
and Seahawks, he wasn't the commissioner.
Paul, Paul Tagliabue was
the
commissioner.
I keep that officiating the guy right there, you know?
Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner then.
But the difference is, making a mistake and cheating are two different things. You can be the worst official in the world.
That had to be fixed. That was too many mistakes in the biggest game.
But there's no proof. Here's my point.
But everybody cheats. It's okay.
But this is my point. I mean, you know, Salt is a perfect example. We question everything now. It sucks.
But let me ask you this. We, you know,
he's gonna cry again. I'm pissed.
I think there were questionable calls in that Pittsburgh Seattle thing. We talked about him that when we came back.
Yeah, but just saying they're cheating is
right. I mean, just like I thought there were questionable calls in the AFC Championship game against Indy in 2003. You know, with all those holding calls, I don't think the game was fixed. I think the Patriots won, and they should.
Everything about Patriots.com.
No, but I'm just saying. I
know. All right.
It's the losers' lament.
Yeah.
The refs jobbed us, and nothing drives me more crazy than that. The refs took it away from us, and the league has it.
But what if you were a loser in one of Tim Donaghy's games?
That's different, Fred. You have proof.
But you don't know that. But now we
question
everything.
But you have proof, but we didn't question the officials in that other game when it worked for the Patriots' advantage.
We
didn't question the officials that day.
We question when it doesn't work for us.
Exactly, because you're a bunch of whiners.
Fine.
But you don't know what's on the level.
I questioned that pass interference call in Denver a couple of years ago.
Win,
that went against the Patriots.
If you win, you want to believe it's on the level, but if you lose, you say, hey, you know? What, Gary?
All right, guys, I'm going to let you go.
All right, see you,
Salt.
What did he say? He's going to invest in a CD?
I don't know.
Why do you need to say what, Gary?
I see you flailing around.
I was writing something, and Tom got curious.
Look, he gets so,
mad.
He gets so mad. Look at him.
This is ridiculous.
I'll tell you, this topic has really brought a lot of us to the edge. It's really tested a lot of people's.
All right.
So do you think, you know, Boy Scout, when he pulls out the gun on the way to the end zone and shoots the defensive back on his way to the end zone?
So you did have something to tell me.
I was writing you a note. What is it?
Don't you think Patriots fans would defend that?
They're going to fight.
Gary, and Gary and Fred.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, Gary's just mad. He gets mad every time he has to answer the phone.
I never know when it's going to be Craig.
Sending you a phone bomb.
All right. We do appreciate all your calls and emails today. John is coming on at 2. He will continue this talk, but we do have to get to the picks. So who's running this? Paul?
All right. Real quick, I'll just go over the standings from last week. Just picking winners, flat-out winners. Fred, 14-2. Very impressive.
Nice week, Fred.
Andy,
Fred wasn't here.
Yeah, but I got his picks afterwards. And by the way,
and after a game had already occurred.
No, but he picked against it, so I'll give him
that.
That
was one of his losses.
That wasn't one of his losses by the spread.
The number.
14-2 for Fred. Andy 13-3. Paul and Tom 12-4. Eric, rookie,
stinks.
9-7.
I couldn't care less.
See, it's a joke. I don't care about this.
Whoa!
Maybe I should ask.
If we're
going to
hear this every week, then don't bother coming down. Because if you were 14-2, you'd be like, hey.
Absolutely.
When you told us about your freaking fictional college career.
You asked me about it.
I wasn't even here.
Okay, by the number.
Touche.
Andy wins the week by the number in a very impressive 11-4-1.
I couldn't care less.
That is impressive.
That had to be your best week
ever.
Imagine
if that was real money. I would have won big.
That's good stuff. I've seen you gamble, though, last year. I wouldn't.
Ixnay on the ambling gay.
Right.
Who's ambling and gay?
You said imagine it was
gambling.
Money.
It's a great college.
I was second at 8-7-1. Tom and Fred were 7-8-1, and
all knotted up in our bet, Fred.
The Mister, I don't care. I couldn't care less. 4-11-1.
I couldn't care less. it's a joke. It's just I'm playing a character. It's a bad picker on the show.
So that was week one.
So even though we're picking against
the bad
spread,
picker,
that word
bad
we
picker.
Can't mention
the number. The number.
Do it.
The number. We're picking
the number.
I was writing fiction.
We now just say the word the number. You know how Sesame Street is brought to you by a number. We have a number here on the show now. Actually, we have about 16 of them.
69.
Many of them have a half a number next to them.
All right, Fred, we're all set.
Okay. I don't have the... Do you have the games? No, why don't you just...
All right, first one. Buffalo is at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, 10.
Pittsburgh, the number is 10. I will take Pittsburgh to win and do something by the number. I don't even know how to speak anymore.
Well,
what are we doing?
It's going to take me till November to say the number because I have other words so embedded in my brain. I was going to go with Buffalo with the number, but I heard Lossman and those guys talking. They don't sound well. Lossman took that pretty hard, that injury. And it's always hard to kind of predict how a team will come out, but I think they might be in trouble this week. So I'm going to go Pittsburgh both ways.
For the same reasons Tom just said, I will as well.
Eric, you're not picking?
No, he couldn't care less. I thought you were going next.
You're
Fred.
Next.
So, yeah.
Fred always goes last. He cheats off us.
Same thing. Pittsburgh both.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Buffalo.
Apparently Eric now cheats off us, too.
Pittsburgh Buffalo.
That I wouldn't use that word so much.
What?
Okay.
Given
can't use
cheating?
Cheat.
Can't use cheat? Can't use some other word?
I think we should find a new segment.
Holy cripes.
Another AFC. Well, that's probably a word you don't want to be using.
I don't even know what it means.
Another AFC North battle. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cincinnati 6.5.
Freaking Skype like it's the last. Excuse me. I'll take Cincinnati both ways.
Is Cornell still the coach?
Yes.
I'll take the Bengals.
But interestingly enough, Fry not the quarterback anymore, and that's a rarity.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals both sides. I really went down hard with my upset special last week. Cleveland.
They screwed me. How'd that work out for me?
Not well. Bengals, Cincinnati both ways. Bengals although class. I was thoroughly, thoroughly unimpressed Monday night with Cincinnati.
I thought their defense played better, pretty okay.
I thought that the turnovers were
sloppy. I thought they were
hits.
Hitting hard.
Yeah, I thought they were too,
but I thought if they had just run the ball, I think McGahee was on the way to a big night. I thought the turnovers were kind of sloppy plays by Baltimore as opposed to I thought they had decent pressure on McNair. I guess I'll give him credit for that. But I didn't think that there was a swarming defense.
Some improvements from last year. Although, who cares this week? Cause it's
did you happen to notice that Rudy Johnson became Quentin Smith? And a guy comes within a foot of him and he goes down? Guy used to be the most muscular bowling ball I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know the reason. I'm not speculating for any reason. But I think he's lost it. And it was something he bought.
All right. We got to be quicker.
Okay. Go.
Eric.
Yeah, I said Cincinnati.
Cincy squared.
Yep.
Okay.
We got plenty of time.
Next game, Indianapolis at Tennessee. Colts, 7.
I'll take Colts both ways.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Oh, excuse me, Eric, but it's my turn. All right. And I was just going to say I think this is going to be a tough game.
And this is your team.
Well, that's because you love the Tennessee Titans.
Right, and I think Chris Brown's going to run on the Colts, and I think they're going to put up a fight. It's too early in the year for me, though, so I have to go with the Colts straight up. But I'm going to take the Titans with the number.
With the number.
Yeah, I am as well. I think at home.
Guess it wasn't so easy, huh?
I think at home the Titans keep it close.
You're 4-7-11.
And they played them tight.
I don't care.
Now Paul's mad at you for talking. Well.
They played them tight, Paul, both times last year. I think they'll do it again. I'll take Indy to win, but I think it'll be closer than 7.
But didn't that rookie defensive tackle tell me no one's going to run on them this year from the Colts? Ed Johnson or whatever his name was?
We'll see. This will be a good test.
Ed Johnson knows what he's talking about.
They ran for 240 against Jacksonville, which is widely regarded as the best run defense in the AFC.
But their headphones wouldn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Colts squared in this one, too.
Is this your new thing?
I'm a scared of what they did, what I saw on opening week, and I don't think that Tennessee can really. I'm more impressed with the Colts' defense than I was with their offense. I know what their offense can do. I think their defense is just a pretty
Del Rio.
Come on, you had it there.
The Colts
suck.
Throw in an email here. This is from Ryan. Fred's a shill, Tom's a god. Now that I've gotten your attention, here's my question. Could this Cameragate stuff actually be helpful to the team? Belichick could be in there telling them the whole world thinks you cheat, thinks you don't deserve to win. Make your statement on the field this Sunday. This story has transformed the Pats' national media buzz from there on top to they're a bunch of lousy cheaters. How's that for a silver lining?
Well, again, if he needs to do that to help his team be ready for a game, he's a bad coach, in my opinion.
All right. Paul, what's the next
game? Why'd you read that email?
I just felt like inserting an email.
Houston's at Carolina.
Just not a good one.
The 1-0 Texans, by the way, at Carolina. Carolina by 6.5.
At Carolina, I will take Carolina. C squared, I'm going with.
It's a tough one for me. I'm going to go with Carolina to win, but I'm not going to be surprised if Houston upsets them. It's that AFC-NFC thing. I think Houston, we were talking about that surprise team. Maybe it's them. I'm going to take them with the number.
I'm going to take Carolina both sides, but I kind of agree with Tom. I think that AFC thing, I think if Houston was in the NFC, they would definitely be right in the thick of the playoff hunt, but I think there's too many teams in the AFC that they'd have to climb over. You know, it was a good first week for them. They needed to find a way to get a win, and they did so somewhat convincingly.
Did Owen Daniels do anything? Well,
I don't know, but Mario Williams did.
I saw him.
A couple of sacks, fumble return.
I was watching some analysis, and they were talking, you know, Amon Green, Matt Schaub, and the guy said, you know who I like and I think could be a playmaker for this offense is Owen Daniels. And I was like, really? Owen Daniels? I know he scored a bunch of touchdowns when he came in, what was that, last year or the year before? But I just,
here's
Owen
a question.
Daniels?
Who cares?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What are you talking
about? I got to be honest with you. I don't know who Owen Daniels is.
He's their tight end, Paul.
Okay.
All right. Since you guys have no balls, I'll take Houston.
All right.
Footballs, Fred. Footballs.
I'm going to do Carolina and then Houston. Let's see. Mike from Raleigh. Not to condone what the Pats have done. If the commission is going to truly investigate this issue, then he needs to do it league-wide, especially based on the statement from a league coach published in New York Newsday today. Quote, I'll put it this way. That's not the only team that's ever done that. It's a bunch of nothing. This stuff goes on everywhere.
It ain't right.
It's nothing new.
Murders
Are
happen
you
every day.
Me?
They still arrest
Half
murderers.
Half the teams do that crap. We've never done it here. But I've been involved in staffs that have done it. Just hand out the punishment, move on. Even without stealing signals, this team will go deep in the playoffs. And what will all the Pats haters use for excuses then?
Nothing. Next game.
All right. Paul, what's the next game?
The next game is San Francisco at St. Louis. The number, St. Louis, 3.
I'll take St. Louis both ways. The Niners disappointed me on opening night.
I'll take the Niners and the over. I mean, I'll take the Niners both ways. I'll score St. Louis. I was talking about not impressed at home. I thought you know, they would look good against Carolina. But I'm going to go with the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to stick one more week with this Niners bandwagon. I agree with Andy. I was thoroughly unimpressed Monday night. That was an awful game. But I will give Alex Smith credit. When he had to be good, he was good. And that last drive was very good. They went down and scored when they had to. But otherwise, I was pretty unimpressed. Although defensively, they were so bad last year. They played pretty well against the...
Except for Tully Bantakane, who was getting just eaten alive.
But they played well against an offense that I think has the parts to be pretty good. So I'll take the Niners both ways.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that as well. I think in order
just
for...
Just skip Eric?
Yeah, no, that's, Eric, that's okay. Why did he go
no
before
problem.
You?
No, that's all right, Fred.
Go ahead, Eric.
I was going to take Niners both ways.
Now that you heard what I said?
Why am I getting it from him all of a sudden?
Because you have a worse record than him.
Why should you be immune? Why should I give it to everyone else and not
know.
You?
I thought we had you know, a
kinship. An agreement?
But, yeah.
You do your job and I lay off you?
Well, you
well,
can do your job, so he's not laying off.
He'll lay off you.
No, I'm going to take 40. They're my underdog pick to go to the Super Bowl this year, so they have to beat the Rams in order to do that, so... I'll pick 49ers.
Well, technically, just so you know, evidently, they don't have to beat the Rams.
Well, you got to beat guys in your division.
No team's ever gone to the Super Bowl.
I know.
Without beating the Rams. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry,
what
Fred.
A bunch of jerks.
I'm just kidding.
They know I'm hurting. They know
you
this
are.
Is a real
you know
tough
what?
Day
you
for
are,
me.
You are hurting.
What did I miss in the first hour and a half?
I've said it many times the last 2 days.
He was in
tears. This was a very difficult. These were tough shows.
Saw halftime from Super Bowl 36
he was
and
crying.
All the events of now. He's yeah. questioning. It just
really?
Brought up a lot of emotions that he can't answer.
Listen to the show.
And once they start coming out.
I had to change
I
my
got all verklempt.
Did you really cry? Did I miss?
No, I didn't cry.
Yeah, you did. You said you started tearing up.
That's when I was watching the U2 thing in 9/11.
Yes. I'll ask Connor. He'll tell me if you cried.
And you said you were crying because of the thoughts.
I didn't say
evoking.
I was crying. I said I started to get a little emotional.
You said you were bawling your eyes out.
Yeah, okay.
Now he's getting upset.
All right,
again.
Next game. Green Bay.
I'm going to put a hidden camera in Paul's office to see what he does all day.
I don't know if that.
Well, since see, he I never did. Comes in to turn the light on, you'll see a black room.
I don't get it.
We're just kidding with you, Paul.
Anyway, Green
he
Bay.
Take it well.
I know.
Nobody seems to take it well.
Why,
on the
if
show.
You don't get a joke, does that mean you don't take it well? I didn't get it.
What's the next game? Green yeah. Bay at the Giants.
Green Bay at the Giants.
Tom's pissed because he just wants to talk football.
What's the number?
One.
Green Bay at the Giants.
Pick a winner.
Pick me a winner.
So if you pick one, you automatically get the win here for two.
There you go.
If you're right.
I will go,
You go for the one and one theory.
I don't like either of these teams. I'll go Giants at home.
I'm putting in my rule right now. As long as that fat guy is playing quarterback
for
the
he's
Giants,
starting?
I don't want
to
be
No,
asked.
They cleared Eli Manning.
To
they
play?
Him to play. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I'm still taking Green Bay.
Yep.
I kind of forgot about that injury.
Yeah, I
that's a gutsy call, Tom.
I'm taking.
To according to the radio this morning, he's been cleared
guy
to play.
Will
now I don't know if he will play, but he's been
and
cleared
Brandon
to play.
Brandon Jacobs is out.
You know, there. Speaking yeah. of crying, you know he was that's crying right. on the sideline.
Brandon Jacobs,
no, Manning,
Eli Manning.
Really?
After he got thrown down to the turf by the Cowboys,
He was crying because he couldn't get back out in the field to throw a fifth touchdown pass against that pathetic secondary that you call the America's team.
They're called America's team. They have a pathetic secondary. What do you want me to do about it? I'm not the coach.
Wait, can I take the Packers? Change mine.
Okay.
That Giants team's going down
what
the
happened?
Toilet.
I forgot that their quarterback and running back are hurt. I tend to think those are important positions.
Yeah, I got burned on that one in the paper because I picked the Giants in the paper. But
so
I'll take the Packers. Now, I agree with Tom.
If the Packers win this game, they start the season 2-0.
The hefty lefty.
I finish 6-10.
That can't be.
Well, the Packers will bring their 85 Bears defense to the Meadowlands. When did this happen?
I saw
Rishi Caldwell running circles around these
guys.
Well,
they were getting the signals.
That we know what was going on there.
Good point.
I'll
see.
Go.
That's why it'll never go away.
Exactly. I'll go with the Giants. There,
certainly not here.
Eric's going with the Giants, and he throws in a hi ho.
I'm going to go with the Giants as well. Dun, 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 dun. Go Pack, go!
What is wrong with you?
Look at the face he makes. Fred's hurting, and you're taking advantage of him. All right, Atlanta travels to Jacksonville to face the disappointing 0-1 Jaguars.
Is this the knockout pool?
10.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah,
10.
They
got their defense.
They're sensing the blood, right?
Who's favorite?
Well, being that Atlanta lost 24-3 against Minnesota.
The number is 10, and he couldn't determine which team
was
favorite.
Well, no, I just want to make sure I wasn't making a fool out of myself.
I'll take Jacksonville to run the ball 752 times because I don't like David Garrard, so don't let him have the ball in his hand.
This is a massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville all the way by 30.
Oh,
I don't feel as that confident, but.
Yeah, I got to go with Jacksonville on both sides. That's a must-win for them after last week. You can't lose two at home to start the season. Jacksonville.
Eric.
Jayville.
Jacksonville squared. Okay, next game.
Jayville? Rhymes with.
Gayville.
Oh.
It was kind of gay, I'm just saying.
New Orleans at Tampa Bay. New Orleans, 3.5.
I will take New Orleans to bounce back big and put a big, big point total on the Bucs on the road.
Yeah, I'm not that positive about it, but I'm going to go with the Saints. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost, but the Bucs just looked lifeless last week, so I can't really trust them right now.
Yeah.
I agree with Andy. I think the Saints lay a whooping on the Bucs, who are just a terrible team with an old defense.
And the Saints say, thank God we're back in the NFC.
Saints.
S-ville.
I'm going to do Saints and T-Bay.
Too many.
Also rhymes with gay, but sounds like T.
Well, I'm enjoying Eric's analysis.
Doesn't have any.
Saints, Giants.
I told you he couldn't care less. Why should he give any analysis?
I told everyone to hurry up.
I do care. He said to hurry up, and if I say anything that agrees with any of you guys, you're going to rip me for agreeing with one of you guys.
Well, I say almost every time I pick one of them that I.
Well, next week you can be first, and then you can give your analysis.
You can say they're in a slump.
Are we gonna put a number on when I take a swing at Andy? Because that's gonna happen.
The over under
soon.
On that is week 4, and the over under on you quitting is week 8.
I know from experience, dude.
Minnesota is at Detroit, and believe it or not, the Lions by 3. It was the last time they were on that
Minnesota.
Side.
Adrian Peterson, Tavares Jackson, big play, Sitte. And they kill the Lions.
You know what, Sitte?
I like Detroit big, and I'll give you my reasoning. Nope. You know how to beat Minnesota, don't you? You spread the ball out and you throw it. That's what Detroit does.
Not anymore. There's a new sheriff in town on that defense.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit twice, too, because I'm going to assume that the Vikings aren't going to get their 3 obligatory defensive touchdowns that they got last week, which explains to me why Tavares Jackson was able to put 24 points on the board. They had a 65-yard swing pass to Adrian Peterson and 2 returns for touchdowns. That ain't happening.
No, we don't count those yards anymore for the quarterback? I thought that's how we figured this out.
No. Actually, defensive scores for touchdowns.
I'm talking about the 60-yard swing pass.
Those aren't yards.
He hit the guy in stride, gave him a chance to make a play.
Actually, he didn't. Did you see the one-handed catch
Not
that
really.
The guy made?
I like Detroit.
I like Detroit big.
I like Detroit twice. I don't think Adrian Peterson is going to be enough on his own to beat them, and I think Kitten is underrated.
Jackson.
I'm going to take
underrated by who? He said he was going to throw 50 touchdowns this year. The over,
not by him, but
I'm going to take the Motown Cats twice.
He's coming back to life. Fred's coming back.
He was hurting for a while, but he's getting better now. Dallas, the Casales, travel to Miami. Dallas, 3.5.
In Miami. Oh, Nelly. I'll take Dallas to win this on the road.
I like Miami. I think this is going to be culture shock for the Cowboys. They got things handed to them so easily offensively against the Giants.
How about that offense?
I think Miami's defense is going to be a lot tougher. And to be honest with you, why can't Miami move the ball on Dallas? It looks to me like any team could. Terrence Newman's probably not going to play.
Is this a spiteful pick?
No. I sense
a lot of spite.
It's the AFC-NFC. You know I always do this. I'm not going to change it now. It's in Miami.
Okay.
I think Miami wins a close one, 16-13.
So when the Patriots
play the number here?
3.5.
Cowboys, you're taking the Pats?
Dallas 3.5. I'm going to take Dallas to win the game, but I'm going to go with Tom's reasoning that Miami will keep it close. I think they have a good defense, especially early in the year before it gets worn down from playing 45 minutes every game.
Oh.
And I think Trent Green will give them enough to take advantage of those problems that we saw last week in the secondary. Monday, they played the night game on Sunday. You know what? I think
according
the AFC
Phillips,
NFC
they won
thing?
The Super Bowl already. He was hugging and high fiving.
Yeah, that was very curious, Fred. Tom mentioned that. Did you hear that? He was very happy. I've never really seen a coach that wins a game 45-35 that happy.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen teams that win 17-7 and they're thrilled.
Because it's a guy who knows that they won despite him.
Right. And he was really happy.
It's true.
Despite
he's just relieved.
Him.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like Dallas to win, Miami to stay within 3.5.
I like Dallas both ways. I think people are relying too much on Trent Green in Miami, thinking he's the answer, and they're going to put up all these points.
I'm definitely going with the C boys both ways.
What does C stand for?
All right, moving along. Seattle at Arizona.
Seattle.
Cox is pretty big.
I'll take Seattle both ways. I'm hoping they're going to actually throw the ball to your $36 million receiver, Deion Branch, this week and maybe score some points.
Maybe he'll get a pass in 2007.
This is a tough one because I think the Bucs are terrible, so Seattle didn't really play anybody week one. But I'm going to go with them. On paper, they're still the better team.
Who are they playing?
Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to take...
What's the number?
I'm going to three. I'm going to take Seattle both ways. I'm not feeling real good about it. Seattle.
I'm going to go with Arizona, both.
Mm, really?
Yeah, I think...
Well, if you're going to pick them to win,
therefore... I think it's time for this franchise to start turning it around.
It's definitely time. I don't know if they will, but...
Is that the argument?
We have other games to
pick. I think it's time the Cowboys get a real coach. I mean, I don't think it's up to us.
They've been in a slump.
Oh, I hate you guys.
I hate you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Cue it up, Gary.
Very funny, you guys.
One playoff win in their history. Eric says it's time they start turning it around.
Yeah, who'd they beat?
The Cowboys.
His expert opinion, they've been in a slump.
Depending on where Wikipedia. You
look. Yeah, I'm going to go with Seahawks both ways.
Okay.
No abbreviation there?
Next up.
S-Hawks.
Not the sea bags.
Oh, hey.
Baltimore.
That's what Berman calls them.
Oh, wait. Do I have this one backwards? This game.
He calls them
this
the sea bags?
When they lose, yeah.
It's in
Doesn't
Baltimore.
That have like
right.
a vulgar
Yes, it's what the he calls Jets. Them.
Sea bags?
That's what he calls them. I've heard him.
That's not. That doesn't even
it's
make sense.
Sea hags, you moron.
Oh, sea hags.
Oh. I didn't think he was saying sea bags on ESPN.
I've never heard him say sea
I
hags.
I wasn't listening to your idiocy. I was talking to Paul. It's sea hags.
You sure?
With an H. Yeah, I'd stake my life on it.
What does that mean, though?
It's just like when he called the Chiefs the chefs when they used to lose. He just makes fun of their name.
I don't know.
That's
because
of that commercial.
Go, Andy. Jeez.
Jets at Baltimore. What? Baltimore 11 with probably Kellen Clemens at the helm. I had to fill you in because I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I think they named it. He's going
to
start.
I will take the Baltimore Ravens to win, but the Jets with the number, because that's a big number, even with Kellen Clemens, and that offense in Baltimore stinks.
That defense is going to eat Kellen Clemens alive. Man, Genie, that big fat rat, he's going to get shut out in this game. Baltimore easy.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore, even with the big number. I think it's tough defense to play in your first start. That's a tall order.
I like Baltimore to win, but Jets with the number.
Christ, I'm with him.
What's the number?
11.
Yeah, I'll do Baltimore and the Jets. And here's what's going to happen. Ray Lewis is going to go up to Mangini at halftime. He's going to freaking rip open his stomach and pull out 31 of the playbooks that Mangini has eaten. And they're all in his stomach, his fat lying.
I thought he lost weight.
He did. He lost significant
weight.
And
I think Ray Lewis may be out for the year. But other than
say,
that,
Ray Lewis may not
he just has a torn triceps. He's fine.
Jets all.
It's just
he
water.
Doesn't
You're
need
fine.
That. He doesn't need
So he
that.
Won't have to worry about
so
playing.
So he can't
he
do can push-ups. Big right deal.
All right. Moving along after that expert analysis. Oakland travels to Denver where the Broncos never lose to the Raiders anywhere, but 10 is the number.
I don't care. You could make it 27. They bounce back with a big second week performance.
Big Rob Ryan defense.
I don't care. I think the Broncos are the team in the AFC that I'm following, so I need them to bounce
back. In the whole AFC.
Yeah, well, I took the Raiders last week because that great Rob Ryan defense that gave up 40 points. So
only 36.
I'm going to go with the Broncos this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Broncos both sides as well. I think Jay Cutler, that was a pretty interesting last drive. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, all I saw was the numbers, and I don't know why they didn't score more points.
Well, I mean, it was one of the most lobbed. It was like the Jacksonville-Tennessee game last year.
They had like 100-yard receiver, 300-yard passer, 150-rusher, and
470 total yards to 120, and they won on the last play of the game. I mean, that's just one of those things.
I'm saying this week they put up the same
yards. They missed two field goals. I think they had a turnover or two, but they had a 100-yard rusher, 100-yard receiver, 300-yard passer. They should have won the game by two-plus touchdowns. Just one of those things.
Well, early in the season, division rivalry. I'll go with the Broncos to win, but I think that the Raiders will cover.
You want to put that in the other column
there,
Hi-Ho?
Say that C word?
Broncos, Raiders.
Hi-Ho.
So in other words, I could have written it in either one. You just wanted to be
yeah, I did.
Annoying.
Yeah.
You succeeded.
A little C bag.
You succeeded.
Next game.
All right. Kansas City travels to Chicago. 12.
Kansas City at Chicago. I'm going to say the Bears beat up on the Chiefs. The Chiefs stink. That defense goes
all over.
Is Del Rio and scores a couple touchdowns.
Well, this is, I mean, I know the Chiefs stink. I know it. But this is my upset special of the week. I don't have the guts to take the Chiefs straight out because they do stink. But I think this game's going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs pull it out. Take the Bears and the Chiefs.
I don't see it. I'm going with the Bears big. I think Kansas City's terrible. I watched that Hard Knocks thing, and it just looks like a talentless, rudderless
And
ship.
Did you hear Herm Edwards' press conference?
Yeah.
He's lost it.
He's
what did he say?
He's kind of like a South Park episode.
Yeah, it's like he's a caricature of
a coach.
Of himself. Yeah, he's just like, you know, we want to score points.
Yeah.
Now, if we scored 24 points a game last year,
it would have been
14-2. If you scored 24 points.
You don't think, you know.
You didn't.
How many teams can't say that?
We're losing.
I'm not on the sideline saying, don't score points. I want to score points.
I want to score points.
But how many teams, if they scored 24 every week, wouldn't have at least a 12?
That's like the
record.
NFL average of winning and losing. That's the Mason-Dixon line. Whatever
you give Herm 40 points, he's not losing.
They're crazy coaches.
I'd be 14-2. Yeah. So what's your point, Herm?
Tom Brady would have like one career loss.
Oh, if I was a Chief fan, I'd be so pissed.
I still
dead. You're a Patriots
I like
fan.
Tom's
and I'm
crying.
I'm,
I like Tom's reasoning too. So I'll go Bears to win, Chiefs with. That number that we're not supposed
to. I'm usually wrong on that reasoning.
Well, the only thing that's going for this is the old AFC-NFC thing here, but I don't see it. I'm just
wondering if the Bears are in trouble with that quarterback situation, too, a little bit. See what happens.
Yeah, I'll do
something.
Bears.
And Chiefs?
No, Bears.
Oh, okay.
B squared.
All right, the Monday night game ought to be a doozy. Another one of those division rival games that the NFL thinks we care about. Washington at Philly. 7, Philly.
Oh, that's a joke.
It seems so strange to me. I'm actually going to go and check it out.
Quickly, we got to go.
I'll take the Eagles.
Both ways.
Well, you know, the Redskins are my team, baby. I'll take them upset special. Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
I'll take Philly, but I'll take Washington to keep it closer than
okay, something. Eric?
Eagles, both.
Really? I'm going to do Philly and Shut Washington. Up. All right, and finally, Paul.
I couldn't care less.
We got a game Sunday night here.
Yeah, well, I think you know what that one is. 3.5, Patriots.
I take the New England Patriots to beat up on the Chargers at home. I think they're playing better football right now. As much as this whole controversy, I think they rally around it inside the locker room.
We're
the way they
rally.
Said everything about, you know, we just play, we're players, I don't know anything about it. I think they're going to do that. And I think at this point, with the talent they now have that compares to San Diego, they're just playing better.
Yeah, I like the Patriots with Dean Pease getting his first NFL victory
on
the sidelines.
Okay, little foreshadowing
over the Chargers.
Of Commissioner Goodell's ruling.
I think it'll be Dante Scarnecchia getting another
whoever
victory.
It is.
Fred, did you say Philly and Washington for the previous game?
Philly wins, Washington covers.
From Matt Estrella.
Yes.
Okay.
I am going
to
take,
but to tweak the commissioner, he makes Matt Estrella the assistant head coach for the night.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Diego to pull the upset here, and it has nothing
that's
at
what
all.
He does.
Look at.
It has nothing at all to do with this controversy
so
that's going on.
So predictable. All right, so I just won't make a pick.
I just think they're a better team.
All right, I know you picked them on TV too.
Sort of. He wasn't
there. Weren't there.
I just think they're a better team.
I think they'll.
I don't
rally.
Think it has anything at all to do
this
with
year,
this thing.
You think San Diego's
as a matter of fact,
team
I think this controversy. I agree with these guys. I think it gives the Patriots a better chance to win because it's one of those things that they grab
still
a hold of.
San Diego.
I think San Diego's a better team
this year. They're a better team than the Patriots.
Well, yeah. It
no,
remains
1972.
To be seen.
Chargers weren't
I mean,
as good.
It's week two, Fred. We haven't played really anything in this year, so I don't really know for sure. I'm just going off of what they had last year.
Okay.
You're right. I'm guilty. I don't know what.
I think the Patriots are a better team this year.
I like them to rally no matter who the coach
is. Since neither team has played any games yet,
no.
I don't really know.
So I can say that, but we don't know that. But he can say it, and we can't question it.
You did question me, and I said you're right.
And I said I think the Patriots, and you said you don't know that. Well, no, I don't know that.
No, I couldn't know it, so how can you know it?
Tom's had it. He's ready to go.
John Rook's getting upset out there. And didn't cut into his time.
Tom, didn't emailers ask us to step in when these two
just for that,
going
I know
at these arguments?
On TV, I picked Patriots 23-21, which wouldn't be a cover. Just for that, they're both ways Patriots.
Yeah, this is a surprise.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can Eric pick?
I did, but you were screaming at Fred.
All right, John Rook's. Look, all the emails are still in the queue. John Rook will read them. We'll see you tomorrow.
The webmaster takes it a little hard when the PFW boys give him the business.
Why? Are you mad at me?
No, it's not about you.
Oh, it's never about me.
Patriots.com Radio.